parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Peter Combs, just south of Fort Myers, Florida, where the eye wall of Hurricane Wilma is passing overhead, bringing with it the fiercest winds of this storm. Power is going out all around me. Transformers are going off like fireworks in the sky, and as soon as that happens, everything around you goes dark. The trees are going down as well. Power lines are also down. Brilliant flashes of orange and white light as the power lines arc.
I'm Peter King in Naples. We've been getting pounded with high winds and heavy rain for several hours. It's daylight now, and what I'm seeing is pretty typical. Debris, down tree limbs, that sort of thing, but it's just too early to say just how much damage or flooding there might be. About 160,000 people along the southwest coast were told to evacuate. Many here stayed put, and further south in Key West, officials say most people didn't leave. WFOR-TV reporter Dave Malkoff is there.
There are 27,000 people who live on in Key West, and we're told that only 2,700 people left. So the rest of those people, they stayed in their house overnight in the safe spot and stayed there with their hurricane rations and stayed there inside their shuttered-up homes.
I'm Frank Setapane. Some of the 10,000 Americans who rode out the hurricane in Cancun, Mexico, are leaving now with hurricane horror stories to tell.
Everything was gone. The lobby is gone. The restaurants that we ate in are gone.
Mexican troops have moved in to deal with looting that broke out the moment the storm passed. If you drive, you've probably noticed that gasoline is coming down. Down a lot in Joby Lundberg's latest filling station survey.
Self-serve regular now averages $2.66, down just over 25 cents per gallon in 2 weeks.
More supply and less demand, Lundberg explains. The national average works out to $2.69 a gallon. The investigation to find out who blew the cover of a CIA operative whose husband was a vocal Iraq war critic could end this week. CBS's Peter Mayer has the latest.
Top administration officials Karl Rove and Louis Libby are expected to soon learn whether they'll face charges. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen sees high stakes for the key players.
The potential suspects are wondering if their lives as they know it will be over. And the prosecutor has the weight of the world on his shoulders alone about whether to push to indict or not.
Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald is wrapping up a nearly two-year investigation. Some lawyers involved in the case are quoted as saying he's setting the stage for indictments. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Speed demon Scott Podsednik didn't hit a home run during the regular season, but his bottom of the ninth inning blast last night powered the White Sox over the Astros, giving Chicago a 2-0 World Series lead. Houston manager Phil Garner.
We'll bounce back. We'll make a series out of this.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
I spend my day working with kids, so I need to be awake and alert at all times. Thanks to my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I get a great night's sleep. No tossing and turning, just deep, delicious sleep. I wake up feeling refreshed and energized, and I need all the energy I can get. Michael?
The Tempur-Pedic mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. Call 1-800-816-2660 for a free sample of the proprietary Tempur material, a better sleep video, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-816-2660.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We may want to give yourself plenty or a couple extra minutes, actually, to just scrape off those windows before you head out. Now, we're starting off the week with a nice route coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. Things are picking up around 84th Avenue, southbound on I-25. Then we're in good shape for the ride into downtown. I-70, check and clear between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, 225. Move along just fine in both directions and around town. Still pretty quiet. On Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 and the Turnpike. Trouble-free east and westbound through Bloomfield and Westminster. And checking the forecast, chilly this morning, but things will warm up today for highs in the mid-60s. We're at 33 degrees right now. I know this is nosy, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Did you remember to use your Flonase Fluticasone Propionate Nasal Spray this morning? If you forgot, I'm here to remind you about your Flonase. Aren't you glad I asked these nosy questions? I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760. 760.
Ed Schultz was supposed to be on Armed Forces Radio, and they said no. What happened?
This teleconferencing comes down. I didn't think I was any more harsh about it than anybody else in the country. We all know what it was. It was a dog and pony show. Well, the day we're going to start Armed Forces Radio Network, we get a phone call from none other than Allison Barber. She says, it's not going to happen.
That's censorship.
It is censorship.
Will Armed Forces add Ed Schultz to their radio lineup?
Stay tuned to AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is a long way from being over.
The Osgood File is sponsored in part by the three new flavors from Total Cereal. One delicious bowl, 100% of vitamins and minerals. I'm Charles Osgood. Hurricane Wilma made a mad dash overnight across the water from Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula to the Florida Keys.
The weather is deteriorating. I mean, it's starting to bubble over here. We have a lot of wind coming in and a lot of rain coming down.
But it's not the rain coming down that's most worrisome. It's the water pushing in, the storm surge, says CBS News correspondent Trish Regan in Key Largo.
In this particular case, we have a storm that's coming west to east, which means that all the water from the Gulf of Mexico is going to be pushed into the very shallow Florida Bay that's surrounding the Florida Keys. And that water will have nowhere to go, which means it will be pushed up and over the Florida Keys. And that's the storm surge that everyone is so worried about.
More after this for Total Cereals. I'm a pretty reserved broadcaster. I don't get carried away easily. And I'm going to have to curb my exuberance to tell you about the three new flavors of Total Cereal. There's new Total Strawberries with the taste of farm-fresh strawberries, Golden Total Honey Clusters, and delicious Total Vanilla Yogurt. And all three new flavors have the 100% vitamin and mineral nutrition of the original Total. That's right, Total. One delicious bowl, 100%.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
In the Florida Keys, the sheriff's office has been trying to warn people.
Hurricane Wilma is on its way, and we're asking that everyone leave as soon as possible.
But with all the storms this season, hurricane fatigue seems to have set in, and most people have stayed put.
What is the biggest area of concern for you right now?
Well, the biggest area of concern is I don't think that a whole lot of people evacuated. People have waited so long on this storm that they're taking it lightly, or they're thinking, geez, it's not coming at all.
But it has come, and people further up the coast must know that by now, yet some still say...
We think we'd rather stay here and take our chances, really.
Meteorologist Brian Norcross.
It's going to drive water into Florida Bay, and Florida Bay is shaped like a V and will accumulate water easily. Just south of the center where it comes in, 8 to 14 feet, maybe 17 feet there, and 4 to 8 feet here in Florida Bay. We could see water going over the Keys and into the Everglades up to 20 miles. This could be another one of those hurricanes for the record book.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny today with a high around 68. It's cold out there right now in the 30s. And it's good to have you along this morning, 303-713-7600. Well, there are two big stories this morning. There are two big stories. One of them, of course, is the hurricane. And if you've got family in and around the area of the hurricane, in and around Florida, we'll carry some updates for you to let you know what's going on so you can find out about that. The other story is everybody in Washington, D.C., this is the hot story, and it's been hot for a couple of weeks now, but now it's really hot because this is the last week of the grand jury. Everybody in Washington, D.C., in the Beltway, are holding their breath waiting for Patrick Fitzgerald to either indict or forget about it and move on. And the two people who have the biggest at stake are Libby and Roe. So we'll be talking about that this morning. We've also got referendum C&D on the table with State Senator Ken Gordon. He'll come on and talk about referendum C&D. And a remarkable, I don't want to use the remarkable. God, I sound like Lou Dobbs on CNN. But a startling speech from a former Bush administration official, Lawrence Wilkerson, about how Cheney and Rumsfeld and a White House cabal hijacked American foreign policy. And we'll talk about that with a reporter who covered the speech. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on this morning. All right, 303-713-7600, and I know it's Monday morning. Good Lord, it's Monday morning, and it's 10 minutes after 6. Did you see any of the Talking Head shows yesterday? That's, you know, my Sunday routine is to get up and is to watch the Talking Head shows, and I start out with George Stephanopoulos and ABC this week, and then move from that to Meet the Press, and then I watch the Chris Matthews show. I know a lot of you feel Chris Matthews is a conservative, and I feel that he is too, but I really like his shows. And if you read MediaMattersForAmerica.com, you can kind of see where he makes mistakes, he gets information wrong, and sometimes he just flat out tilts him. But he's still, to me, got the best show going out there. I tried to watch Meet the Press a couple of weeks ago on CBS and just couldn't get through it. It just seemed to be so boring with Bob Schieffer on it. So that's my Sunday morning routine. And then, of course, I sit down and read the newspapers, which takes a good majority of the day to try to cram all that information in. But there is a story. You know, it's a great website, is Raw Story. I don't know how many of you go to rawstory.com, but it has good stuff on there from time to time. And there's a rawstory.com. This comes from the Sunday London Telegraph that Raw Story's got on it. Secret poll. Iraqis back attack. A secret military poll commissioned by senior officers from the Ministry of Defense reveals that the majority of Iraqis support the insurgent attacks against British and American troops, according to an exclusive story in the Sunday Telegraph. Among other findings, the poll also concluded that 82% are against the continued occupation and that millions of Iraqis believe that suicide attacks are justified. Now, the survey's results are markedly different from a poll conducted in March 2004 by the BBC, which found that while the overwhelming majority of respondents thought any violence was unacceptable, some, 17%, said attacks on coalition forces would be acceptable. And the article notes that the poll appears to contradict claims made by General Sir Mike Jackson, a chief of general staff of the British Army, who only days ago congratulated British soldiers for supporting the Iraqi people in building a new and better Iraq. Earlier today, President, and when this story was filed, so it was on the weekend, earlier today, President Bush gave a short speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, during the opening ceremony of the Air Force One Pavilion, in which he claimed that we are draining the militants of future recruits by replacing hatred and resentment with democracy, hope, and freedom across the broader Middle East. Now, here are some of the major findings. You ready for this? 45% of the Iraqis believe attacks against British and American troops are justified, rising to 65% in the British-controlled Mayasan province. 82% are strongly opposed to the presence of coalition troops. Less than 1% of the population believes coalition forces are responsible for any improvement in security, and 67% of Iraqis feel less secure because of the occupation. And that's just how some of the numbers kind of break down. Now, Howard Dean yesterday was on Meet the Press, and when the subject of Iraq came up, the point was made, and I think it's a good one, that the Democrats are kind of in a precarious position because most of them supported the war. Most Democrats supported the war at the time. They voted for it. And their options are either one of the two, to remain silent or, and I haven't heard one Democrat do this yet, Russell Feingold, by the way, who introduced that withdrawal plan, did not vote for the war originally. But you know what would be great? What would be great on the part of the Democrats to have some major Democratic spokesperson. And when I'm talking about major Democrat, I'm talking about elected official, some senator, Kerry, Edwards, Clinton, one of them stand up, Biden, and say, you know something? I made a mistake. With the information that was given me, I voted to go to war, I made a mistake because this administration overwhelmingly fixed the facts to meet the situation, and we were lied to. Wouldn't that be great if that were to happen? But so far it hasn't. Now, Howard Dean got into this yesterday. And we've talked about it a lot, many times on here over the last 7-8 months. There are those of you, and sometimes I feel this way, there are those of you who want to get out of Iraq right now. There are some of you who feel that a middle ground is a better attitude, some kind of phased withdrawal, some kind of way to get out of there, but not just all at once, turning the country over to terrorists. Which, by the way, didn't exist in Iraq until we created this situation. So, I guess what I want to ask you here is if you agree that there should be a middle ground to get out, or whether you think we should get out immediately. And I realize that a lot of you, like myself, who listen to this radio station, we represent the base, the activist base in a lot of cases, the Democratic Party. But I want to know how you feel about this, if you're up this morning. And whether you think, in your comments about this poll, and whether you think we should just up and leave, or if there's a middle ground way to work this out. 303-713-7600, maybe a phase withdrawal. And I'll tell you something, the Bush statement about, well, as the Iraqis stand up, we will stand down, which I heard Senator George Allen from Virginia repeating with Tim Russert on NBC's Meet the Press. I'll tell you something, it rings shallow. It seems that this administration is just blindly stumbling on the same path that they have been now, and we're rapidly approaching 2,000 dead in Iraq. God knows how many injured, and God knows how many dead Iraqis. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines if you want to get in and get in this early morning discussion about this British poll from the Sunday Telegraph and about what we should do about the situation of Iraq. 617, 17 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. Now, here's how it works. The gates open at 8. You can go preview the inventory now and get a look at it. The gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel of a car gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. You owe it to yourself to wait until this Saturday to get the best deal in town. Rocky's Autos. Good folks to deal with. They're located at 63rd and Federal. You don't want to miss this Saturday's slasher sale going on starting at 8 a.m. and going on all day and all night and up until 9 p.m. And at Rocky's Autos, man, I'm telling you, they are just really great people. With their worry-free protection program from United Car Care for 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection from Carfax. But the slasher deal is the way to go. Don't buy a car or truck until this Saturday because Rocky's Autos is having their slasher sale. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Infinity Heating and Cooling System. Call 1-800-CARRIER or go to carrier.com for a participating dealer near you. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. Jay Marvin along with you. High today of around 68. It's going to warm up considerably from what it is now. 303-713-7600. All right. Is there a middle ground in dealing with the Iraqi situation? A secret military poll conducted by the Senior Officers, Ministry of Defense, this is the British, reveals that a majority of Iraqis support the insurgent attacks against British and American troops, according to an exclusive story in the Sunday Telegraph. Now, is there a middle way to get out, or do we just get out altogether? And Howard Dean was talking about how there's got to be a compromise way to get out. And I was also talking about the Democrats' lack of ability to capitalize or to even have anything to say. They seem to have nothing to say, with the exception of a few like Russell Feingold, about this debacle in Iraq. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Alyssa in Parker. Alyssa, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm fine. I'm a Douglas County Democrat, and I met you at our session a few weeks ago. And,
oh, wow.
And I just want to say you've created a stress-free life for me.
Oh, I love you, too.
Okay. As far as this Iraqi situation, I think the reason that the Democrats haven't come out and proposed a stance is because there is so much turmoil right now in the Republican Party as to why we really went to war. And I don't even think the nation as a whole understands why we really went to war. So as far as finding a moderate ground, I think one of the main things we missed is an understanding of the Iraqi history and the history of the Middle East, which none of the people other than Colin Powell would have understood since they never served in the military. And had they understood that kind of experience, they may better understand the people that we're really dealing with. And I don't blame them for not wanting us to be in their country. I don't blame them for not wanting us to run their own country. And I think that a middle ground, as Howard Dean is trying to propose a compromise, is going to be a very difficult thing to create.
So do we then just get up and get out now?
No, we can't. That's the bad thing. I don't think we can leave. We have created such a quagmire. I don't think that anyone elected in either party for the next election has the luxury of leaving. I really don't believe that. I think we have to stay to stabilization. I won't use the stand-up, stand-down phrase, which is just another military term, but which is the only way George Bush seems to be able to communicate with people is in militaristic terms. It's not about that. Since we didn't start with diplomacy, we've now got to get into the position of creating diplomacy and figuring out how we're going to get these young men and women out of Iraq.
Well, I haven't got the slightest idea on how to do it other than, I heard what Howard Dean was saying yesterday, and a big part of me says he's right, that we have to strike some kind of middle ground, but, I have no clue as to how to do that. I think we're in a terrible, terrible situation.
Well, we are, because when you invade a country for ideological reasons, then you are in a situation where you have to support those, and there was no plan to support those. Basically, it was like we're going to drive through Iraq and get to Baghdad because we know we can get there. And then we allowed the troops to throw down their arms, created terrorists who really, I used to communicate with someone who was from the Irish Republican Army, and he said, when it comes to a terrorist, you have to decide how you define that, because it depends on which line you stand on. I stand on my line, and someone says you're a terrorist, but at the same time, I see myself as a liberator. So, it's a very fine line when you call someone a terrorist. To me, a terrorist is an Osama bin Laden, someone who is out, has a purpose and a reason to attack the United States, something like that. The people we're calling terrorists in Iraq are just people who have a different way of defending their country. We invaded their country.
So are we occupiers or liberators?
No, we're occupiers. We're not liberators. We're not liberators. We thought we were going to be liberators because it was an ideological thought. We're going to be liberators. But we never understood the people. So, how can we go in there and be liberators when you don't even understand the way in which people think in that country? Iraq is a very educated country. People miss that. They don't understand that. I mean, don't you find it interesting that throughout the country, when people on the news go out and interview people, how many people speak English?
Yeah, it is a very very educated country, and I mean, we've gotten ourselves into a terrible, terrible situation. Alyssa, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, 303-713-7600, three lines open. Maybe that's the question I should pose this morning. Are we liberators or are we occupiers in Iraq? Do the Iraqi people see us as being liberators or do they see us as being occupiers? Because according to this Sunday Telegraph article and this secret military poll, they consider us to be occupiers. And a large majority of the population now supports the insurgents. But what's the middle ground to get out of there? A phased withdrawal? Now, Hillary Clinton is quoted as saying, if we set a withdrawal timeline, if we set a withdrawal date, then what's going to end up happening is the terrorists are just going to wait us out. That's basically what's going to happen. So that doesn't look good either. So you got to ask yourself, what's the answer here? And you know something? I don't think there is one. And I expected to get like a large amount of calls from people calling this morning saying, well, you know, listen, there is an answer. And the answer is to get out. But in a realistic manner, can we really just pick up and leave? Sometimes I think that's the thing to do. We just have to get out. Other times, I think to myself, no, that won't work. Are these people terrorists, or are they fighting to get control back of their own country? I think that's what you got to ask yourself. Where you come down on that? Sure, there's outside foreign fighters, but they're only supposed to account for maybe 5 to 6%. The rest are Iraqis. The rest of it is a homegrown insurgency. So are we liberators or are we occupiers? And if we're occupiers, put yourself in their position. If somebody were occupying this country, would we not do the best we could to get out? Throw those people out? Wouldn't we do the best to do that? I think we would. I think most of us would do that. I think most of us wouldn't be involved in a resistance of some sort or another. Now, even if we find that their form of government and their form of religion to be totally alien to ours, and the whole thing about Sharia law and the view towards women, but they are a sovereign state. They are a sovereign country. All right, I'll take more of your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600, and I've got three open lines, so get off your half moons and get plugged in here. We're going to get a CBS News update coming up here about the Hurricane Wilma that's going on right now. It's battering Florida, and we'll find out more about it coming up here. And then I'll take more of your calls on this at 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young, and unwelcome visitors hammering away at southern Florida this morning. Hurricane Wilma and its 125-mile-an-hour winds made landfall just south of Marco Island. CBS News correspondent Jim Acosta.
It was a rude awakening in southwest Florida as Hurricane Wilma roared ashore early this morning, pounding this weather-weary coast. Power transformers exploded, knocking out some of the electricity in Naples, where streets are filling up with water.
I'm Adam Thomas in Fort Myers. Just across the street from where I'm standing is the Caloosahatchee River, and the condo building is still under construction. The large construction crane is still out there. It's 12 to 15 stories high and swirling in the hurricane winds. Each pass through, sometimes making a revolution every 5 to 10 seconds.
Despite the danger, says Monroe County Emergency Management Director Billy Wagner, many residents of the Florida Keys refused to evacuate.
Which really concerns us, specifically in the mobile home population.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
We might want to give yourself some extra time this morning to scrape off the windows, but things are getting busy, but looking okay. Eastbound I-270, we're seeing a lot more cars right around York. Getting word of a new accident now, southbound I-25, right around 84th Avenue, so expect some jamming from Thornton Parkway. Once you get by the crash, well, then it looks good for the ride into downtown. I-70 checks clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora and 225 Moonlong Fine, both north and southbound and around town. More people heading out onto Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike still trouble-free east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now checking the forecast, chilly one this morning, but things will warm up with highs in the mid-60s today. We're at 33 degrees right now. At Romano's Macaroni Grill, they saute a tender chicken breast along with mushrooms, artichokes, and prosciutto to create their chicken scallopini. Try their chicken scallopini today for only $11.99. Only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Go to Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Okay. Yesterday I think Howard Dean must have been on Stephanopoulos, because on Meet the Press it was Kay Bailey Hutchison. And
that's right. He was on Stephanopoulos. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah. But, you know, when they asked Schumer, the Democrat, Senator Schumer, he said if you knew what you knew now and you had to re-vote again, would you go the same way? Democrats keep saying, yes, I do the same thing.
Yeah, he said he would do the same thing. I was shocked by that.
I know. You know, this is what really eats me alive, because those Democrats don't shape up now. They're going to have a hard time in 06, because people are... How can you justify something that you know was a lie going in now? And all they got to do is say, hey, look, no, I wouldn't, because I would not have voted for it if I knew what I knew now. The same
yeah.
thing. And that's
yeah.
what killed Kerry.
Yeah, I don't understand what it is. I don't understand, you know, Schumer's reluctance to come forward and to say, well, listen, you know, I mean, the intelligence was fixed around the situation. I voted for it because they had misled me. And now, if we were going to hold the vote again today, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have voted for it. I don't know why he can't say that. And I don't know why George Stephanopoulos didn't press him on that.
I know.
I'm sorry, Tim Russert. Why Russert didn't press him on it? I don't understand why he didn't. And he didn't. I mean, and I also found the lineup yesterday on Meet the Press to be interesting, with Kay Bailey Hutchinson and George Allen Jr., two Republicans, and Chuck Schumer, one Democrat. Boy, there's the liberal media for you, you know?
That's the way it is on a lot of these shows. They just load up. And those Republicans running scared because they don't know what's going to go down.
Oh, yeah, they have no clue what's going to happen this week.
And when he asked her about when it was coming after Clinton, oh, boy, she tried to throw it off. I'll throw curveballs everywhere. But they come after Clinton like this. But you said one thing last week that really made a lot of sense to me. If we had left Saddam Hussein in power, and look at the lives we would have saved right now.
Well, a lot. We would have saved a lot of lives.
That's right, because George Bush and this George Bush crime family went up in there thinking it was going to take over that oil, and thought he was just a bunch of ignorant people, that they was going to walk in there and take over. And one reason they had to, one thing I want to say, one reason they tried to justify it is to make everybody go in there and hate this Saddam Hussein. He's the worst man in the world. He's the worst in the world. These people bought it. Oh, boy, he's a devil. He's this and that. He might have been, but he ran the country. He ran that country. Now the only way to go to shape it back up again is got to get somebody else in there like Saddam Hussein.
So, in other words, in your opinion, we got to get another strong man.
Yes. That's only because you got too many different tribes. And if you like this vote come up, you got the Shiite, you got all these different tribes that somebody's going to feel they've been left out. And they're going to keep supporting those different insurgents. And we're going to keep on losing more and more people, more and more soldiers, because I hear a lot of soldiers talk. I talked to one the other day. He said, man, this is getting ridiculous. He said, we don't know what we're over there fighting for. He said, right at first it was weapons of mass destruction. And you know, they just keep changing. It kept changing. And now it's liberation. Those guys, man, some of those soldiers, they never fought in a war like this. It's ridiculous.
I agree. Sam, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, you got it. Right. Let's go to Rod in Colorado Springs. Rod, hi, you're on AM 760.
Doing today.
Hey, how are you, Rod?
How are you? Good. Well, it's, I don't know. I voted Democrat back in the Reagan era, and it's kind of funny. Two callers ago, she calls Republicans ideologues about the war, when the ideological party is definitely the Democratic Party.
Well, I think there's a, you know, did you read, man, if you didn't, Frank Rich had a wonderful column yesterday in the New York Times about how the war served the purposes of the neoconservatives within the administration, which were Cheney, Wolfowitz, and Douglas Thief was another one, and I'm leaving some others out, who were Rumsfeld, who wanted to attack Iraq way before Bush ever came into office. Even though George W. Bush in the first debate with Al Gore said you shouldn't do that kind of stuff, we shouldn't engage in nation building, these guys wanted to do it anyway. On the political side, Karl Rove saw an opportunity. Scooter Libby's the other guy I left out of the neocons who wanted to go to Iraq. Karl Rove saw an opportunity because the war sells good in the midterm elections. So the two merged, and they went after Iraq. I mean, nobody is more ideological than the people that are responsible for this debacle. Because they believed in their hearts, okay, that they could turn the Middle East around, and that they could protect America's need for oil, plus turn the Middle East around and convert it to democracy, which shows that they know nothing about the Middle East.
Possibly, but things like turning a country around and changing changing the political structure of a country does not happen in a short period of time. And for everyone to say, well, this should have already taken place, we should have already been in one and gotten out and given them their own country, you don't even want to give this country and these people a chance to try to rule themselves. The last caller just talked about they need a strong-armed man like Saddam Hussein. I mean, you tend to forget how gruesome and cruel of a man this guy was. He was after his own family and his own personal wealth.
No, nobody's painting him up to be a good guy. I mean, I think that's universally agreed that most of us would say that he was a scumbag. Nobody's disputing that. But this administration clearly fixed the intelligence to build the case to go, and they also lie. And they also lied to the American people by saying that we would be greeted as liberators. Now you've got this poll conducted by the Ministry of Defense, the British, that shows that overwhelming majority of people in Iraq support the insurgency.
That's one poll that's taken in the country that it's a definitely unscientific poll. But
well, how do you know that?
I mean, did you see the people dancing in the street when we came through there and got
well,
rid
sure.
of Saddam Hussein?
Sure, okay. I'm sure.
Now,
but
public opinion changes, and they change, and we are occupiers. We are liberators and occupiers at the same time.
How do you know the poll's unscientific?
Well, I would just.
Well, because you would guess because it fits your point of view.
You use it because it fits your point of view.
No, I use it because you know, I'm not saying we should immediately pick up and get out. I point to it because it shows what a mess we're in, and it shows why we're close to 2,000 casualties now. Or to 200
is a very drop in the bucket for any kind of a war. I mean,
that's not a drop in the bucket if that's your kid.
You're absolutely right.
That's not a drop in the bucket. That's human life, man. And how many Iraqis have lost their lives?
And how many Iraqis have been killed by these insurgents that you claim are just all Iraqis? I mean, they've killed themselves.
Only 5 to 6%. Do you believe the Pentagon? Would you say the Pentagon's a reliable source?
I have no idea. I mean,
who is a reliable source? If you say the British are not reliable,
in that poll you just
if you say the British are not reliable, and now you don't want to say that the Pentagon's reliable, what is your standard of reliability?
I would say it's definitely more reliable than the poll you just
okay, and you quoted. Haven't even seen the poll that I just quoted. But anyway, all right, let's go about what the Pentagon says. The Pentagon says 5 to 6% are foreign fighters; the rest are homegrown.
Okay. Do we forget that we were controlling 2/3 of the airspace before this war started? That Saddam Hussein was playing the shell game with moving weapons while we were trying?
No.
You don't agree with any of
no,
that?
No, that's
well,
been
right?
discredited. Don't try to shop that. That's been discredited
All
a long
right.
time ago.
And Bush
All right,
lied.
It's true. Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
And Bush lied about
where are the WMDs? Where are they?
They're not there, obviously.
Well, where'd they go?
Well, ask Clinton that. I heard Clinton.
Clinton has
heard,
nothing to do with it. Let's talk about George W. Bush claiming that there's a mushroom, there's a mushroom cloud that is going to explode in the United States. Let's talk about Dick Cheney saying that there's no doubt that Iraq is reconstituting their nuclear weapons program. Where did all that stuff go?
Did Clinton say in 2000 publicly in a speech that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction?
But Clinton is not. We're not talking about Clinton. We're talking about George W. Bush, and we're talking about the people that executed this war. Where are the weapons of mass destruction? Where's the Niger? Where's the yellow cake uranium from Niger?
Okay, everyone in every country said they had it.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And so
we fixed the facts to the intelligence and bullied our way through the UN. All right, listen, I have to go. Rod, I appreciate the call.
Well,
call me again.
One last thing, please.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Democrats need to look at the silent majority of people who are voting Republican because you've lost seats in the House steadily, in the House and the Senate, and now the presidency. And you're going to continue to lose them if you don't look at the truth of what's going on in the world today. You want your ideologues, for sure.
Yeah, you want to know something? You guys look at the public opinion polls. 45% of the people now polled don't like Tom DeLay. The White House, the George W. Bush's public opinion polls are at the lowest they've ever been. The only thing that's propping him up is the base. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in 06. Thank you, Rod. I appreciate it. We definitely will. 6:46, 14 minutes in front of 7. I got
over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Freedom Harley Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Say work out some kind of compromise. Let's go to Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Vince, how are you?
Well, it is awfully dark in the morning, and we fall back next week. That's going to be tough. That guy, he was hilarious to listen to that last guy. That is so amazing, these guys. Clinton is to blame for everything in the world.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. Well, you got Kay Bailey Hutchinson yesterday on Meet the Press trying to make like a perjury and obstruction of justice in this whole Liddy Rove situation is no big deal in citing Martha Stewart. But did she have the same point of view when it was Bill Clinton she was after over Monica's dress?
What was up with that? I mean, that's just amazing. No, some crime is okay, apparently, to the... Well, anyway. But, I think, unfortunately, I think that we are occupiers. I mean, we have gone in, you know, all these people. The argument is, oh, well, Saddam Hussein was such a bad guy, and he tortured people, and he beat people up, and he fired them from their jobs, and la, 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 la. Well, you know, we're doing the same thing right now. I mean, there have been all kinds of occasions of, you know, soldiers doing all kinds of things that are not quite the most beautiful things in the world. And, you know, that comes from their frustration, too. I mean, some of them have been over there for years based on, you know, signing up for one weekend a month and 1 week a year, that type of thing. I mean, I can understand their frustration as well, but those people really are not much better off. Most of their homes are all destroyed. They have no electricity. They have no water. They have no sewage. Well, they do have sewage, but it just happens to be in the streets. It's just a hideous situation, and I have said over and over again, why should we do what we did with Vietnam? We knew that was unlivable, and yet we wouldn't get out. We sat in there until we had no choice, and they chased us out, and we ran with our tails between our legs. We're going to be in the same situation here. We cannot get anything accomplished. If we had done something smart, if we had had somebody in there, you know, that would actually have you know, taking all the tons of money that we gave to the government and actually gave it to the Iraqis to do their own rebuilding rather than, you know, giving it to Halliburton and, you know, who just basically brought in workers from Indonesia because God knows there weren't any unemployed Iraqis that could have done the work.
Yeah, really.
It's just incredible. I don't know that we have any, you know, we keep saying there are no answers. I think there are answers. There are just no easy answers, and none of them are going to be very tasteful. But I think we definitely, we have to get out because if we don't.
So, all right,
you know,
so, but do we just pull out now? Do we just, like, tomorrow make the order everybody goes home?
You know what? It's either that or wait until we're pulling them out of Hanoi on helicopters. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. I think that would be the only step that... you know, those people want us out. Let's face it. They want us out. They want to try to do their own thing. A lot of the insurgency is because we are there. They're not necessarily trying to kill each other. They're doing it because of the American influence and the American occupation. So I know it's kind of scary, and it's sad, and it's really not a good solution, but I think it's the only solution that's workable is getting out yesterday if possible.
All right, Vince. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, man.
All right. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, good morning. You're on AM 760. All right, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Listen, thank you for educating a lot of us. You are putting the fact there in front of people, and it's up to them to talk or not. I was born and raised in the Middle East for 26 years. I moved here about 20 years ago.
Where were you born and raised, and where in the Middle East?
From Egypt.
Hmm.
Yes. So I have been there. I think I know how these people think, but for the previous, not the last caller, the one before, to say about 2,000 of our troops to die, it's a drop in the bucket. We shouldn't get Saddam Hussein, because if we look at it, we are trying him for less than 150 people that he killed. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. So if we put both men's next to each other, Saddam Hussein and Bush, and let's see how many Bush was responsible for people to be killed and how many people that Saddam Hussein ordered to be killed.
And you know what I think? I'll tell you something. I've never said this before on this show, and as an American Jew, I say this. I think that things will never get better in the Middle East until we solve the Palestinian question.
You're right about that, Jay, and people need to look back and see. The same situation in Saudi Arabia. Sometimes you need a dictator to put the lid on these people, because there are so many people there that they will fight for any single thing. You know, and they will turn and just bite the hand that helped them. Look at the Iraqi and Iran war. For so many years, they were fighting each other. Once America got there, they shake hands and kiss each other, the Iranian and the Iraqi.
Yeah.
And we've seen it. So I don't think 2,000 people is a drop of the bucket, and I don't think 200,000 Iraqis is a drop of the bucket, too. So he need to really think, because life, human being life, it works a lot, not just a drop in the pocket. And let him go there. Let him go and fight and see how ugly it is.
Yeah, it's a terrible.
Well, I really
terrible situation.
I for so long, I'm sitting here on the line and listening to you, and I really appreciate everything you do. And sometimes I agree with you, sometimes I disagree, but you're doing a wonderful job, and thanks for your voice.
Well, thank you, Mike. By the way, are you Muslim?
Yes, sir.
Salam alaikum, my friend.
Alaikum salam.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't think that anything in the Middle East will ever get settled until we attack the Palestinian question. And the Palestinians deserve to have their own country. And the faster we pressure the Israelis to move to that, the better off things will be. Because there's no other way to solve what's going on in the Middle East. There's no other way to defuse the hatred that exists in the Muslim world towards us, the United States, and towards Israel. I mean, that's the key. Saw this heartbreaking documentary yesterday. I actually didn't run yesterday because I had TiVo'd it and saved it. It's called Writers on the Border. They had writers from all over the world, including Russell Banks from the United States, who had gone to visit a Palestinian poet. And I wish I could remember the guy's name. It started with a D, Darwish or something like that. And it showed these shots of Palestine. And it shows what's going on over there in the occupied lands. And it's a point of view you're not going to get in this country in the mainstream media. And I know that a lot of Jews would call up and to take me to task for this, for saying it. But I really believe this. If we solve the Palestinian problem, everything else in the Middle East would fall into place. Would we have governments over there that would be what we would want? No. That's not the case. But these are sovereign states, and as long as they don't threaten anybody else, particularly as long as they don't threaten the United States, then they should be able to go their own way with their own agenda. Because you can only control the world to a certain degree. And if Saddam Hussein is a brutal dictator, if the Saudi royal family is brutal, you know, there's a lot of brutal dictators. But not all these brutal dictators and not all these brutal dictatorships have oil. And now we're sitting here talking about mixing it up with the Syrians and we can't even settle things in Iraq. All right, we'll continue about this, whether the United States are liberators or occupiers in Iraq. And we'll continue after the news at the top of the hour. And we'll get into the living.
For this and all Boulder Philharmonic concerts is available online at boulderphilharmonic.org.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Hurricane Wilma crashed ashore in Florida about 2.5 hours ago as a strong Category 3 storm battering the southwestern part of the state with 125-mile-an-hour winds and pounding waves. The storm flooded low-lying areas and knocked out power to more than 250,000 homes and businesses in the Keys and areas such as Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Reporter Adam Thomas is on the scene along Florida's west coast.
Just across the street, there's a major condo project in development. There's a crane, a dozen, maybe 15 stories high. It's swirling in the wind like a single-bladed helicopter rotor, round and around. Sometimes the rotation will pick up between once and every 5 to 10 seconds.
CBS's Trish Regan is in Key Largo.
We're in a very low-lying area. The Florida Keys, at best, have maybe about 6 feet in elevation. So authorities are worried that we could see a lot of flooding, and as a result, the overseas highway, the only road in and out of here connecting this area to the mainland, could be flooded.
And Wilma is likely to continue battering Florida for the next 4 to 6 hours.
The hurricane's moving so quickly, it's not going to have much time to weaken over land. And so what that means is that we're going to see hurricane conditions over much of the southern part of the Florida Peninsula.
Forecaster Ed Rappaport on duty at the National Hurricane Center. Well, the big storm in Washington this week could be a political earthquake. Let's go live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Right, Frank. Lawyers involved in the CIA leak case expect indictment soon. Members of Congress already say if any top White House officials are indicted, they should step down. The special counsel has focused on two high-level officials, Bush advisor Karl Rove and Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby. At first, the White House insisted they were not involved in the case. The operative comment now is no comment, Frank.
And here in New York, rescue teams are combing the chilly Harlem River for the last of four rowers who went overboard after a collision this morning with a powerboat. WCBS-TV's Tanya Rivero's on the scene.
Helicopters, divers, and search boats are making a full effort here trying to save that man. Now, both boats were recovered. We're told the driver of the motorboat helped rescue those in the water.
World Series Game 2. What a fantastic finish.
Oh, my God! I
cannot believe it. When you said
believe it, Scott Podsednik, who didn't hit a home run during the regular season, went yard in the bottom of the ninth last night. That gave the Chicago White Sox a 7-6 win over the Astros and a 2-0 lead. In Washington last night, show business celebrities got together to salute wild and crazy guy Steve Martin.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king.
Martin received the Mark Twain Prize for American humor. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up about 3 points. This is CBS News.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, if you fly for the holidays, you can't afford a trip next year.
Pish! With Travelocity, you'll get a great holiday fare plus up to $100 off your next vacation.
Myth two, most people put off holiday shopping till the last minute.
Not me. I finished my shopping in 1975. Hope you like pet rocks.
Book a holiday flight with your MasterCard card and get up to $100 off next year's vacation. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/holiday for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. In this surly to bed and surly to rise world, it's nice to find a group of people who love what they do. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such people. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Visit grantthornton.com. It just might brighten your day, too. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we are starting to see some trouble this morning southbound I-25. Jamming from 120th, that's because of a crash right around 84th Avenue. Get by that, and we're a little slow into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 bunching up in both directions on your approach to I-25, and we're loaded up if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue. Running heavy because of an earlier accident just before Federal. Now around town, things picking up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, and the Turnpike now seeing brake lights eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, chilly this morning, but things will warm up with highs in the mid-60s this afternoon. We're at 33 degrees right now. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at US 36 and Broadway, I-70 and Airport Boulevard, Highway 36 in McCaslin, 6th in Indiana, and C-470 in Quebec. And you can always learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKCN Thornton Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers. Want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky work.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Sunny today, a high of 68. And it's good to have you along here on this Monday. And good news, it's going to warm up a little bit. And by the way, you know, if you wonder where Dick Cheney has been, Vice President Dick Cheney will be in Colorado today to help raise money for what's expected to be the most competitive and expensive congressional races in Colorado. The vice president will attend a fundraiser for Republican Rick O'Donnell in Denver this evening. O'Donnell is the executive director of the Colorado Commission on Higher Education and wants to replace Congressman Bob Beaupre, who is running for governor. The 7th District, which is concentrated in the Denver metro area, likely will be Colorado's only open congressional seat next year. Democrats hold a slight edge in voter registration. Former Democratic lawmaker Ed Perlmutter and former state legislator Peggy Lamb are also running for the seat. So Dick Cheney will be in Colorado today. Bet you're thrilled to know that, aren't you? Maybe you'd like to comment about Patrick Fitzgerald. Maybe you'd like to say a few words. Gee, Mr. Vice President, would you like to say a few words about your friend there, Scooter Libby? Sure you don't have any comment about that? This hour's $1,000 name is Aaron Shaw of Littleton. Aaron, cash just for being a loyal listener to AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at AM760.net. Well, the big buzz, I mean, even at the top of the hour here with CBS News, the big buzz is the whole indictment situation. Plamegate is the big buzz this morning. The hurricane took slot number one on the CBS News at the top of the hour. And then slot number two is taken up by Plamegate, and it's in all the newspapers. And this morning is a front page article in the New York Times that says, with a decision expected this week on the possible indictments in the CIA leak case, allies of the White House suggested Sunday that they intended to pursue a strategy of attacking any criminal charges as a disagreement over legal technicalities of a product of an and or the product of an overzealous prosecutor. Now, George W. Bush has said in the past that he thought Patrick Fitzgerald was doing a good job. Patrick Fitzgerald, the special counsel in the case, is expected to announce no later than the end of the week whether he will seek indictments against White House officials in a decision that is likely to be a defining moment of President Bush's second term. The case may put many in the White House on edge. The case has put many on the White House on edge, I should say. This is according to the New York Times. Karl Rove, senior White House advisor, and I. Lewis Scooter Libby, who is Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, have been advised that they are in a serious legal jeopardy and other officials could face charges in connection with the disclosure of the identity of undercover CIA officer in 2003. And, of course, the Republican talking line is that she was never undercover, which is a flat-out now lie because she was. She was running a cover business, and she was covert when she got outed. Now, on Sunday, Republicans appeared to be preparing to blunt the impact of any charges. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, a Republican of Texas, speaking on the NBC News program Meet the Press, compared the leak investigation with the case of Martha Stewart and her stock sale. Can you believe that? I mean, and, you know, Mary turned to me while this was going on, and she said to me, do you think she had the same opinion about this when Bill Clinton was in trouble with the whole Monica Lewinsky and Whitewater affair? Now, Reuters has got a different report. Reuters this morning is running a different report. Federal prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, and I'm quoting Reuters here, appears to be laying the groundwork for indictments this week over the outing of a covert CIA operative, including possible charges of perjury and obstruction of justice, lawyers involved in the case said on Sunday. Top administration officials are expected to learn from Fitzgerald as early as today whether they will face charges as the prosecutor winds up a nearly two-year investigation. So Rove and Libby could learn as early as today what's facing them. Now, in the last poll we took on this show about this whole thing, and I don't know how you can get away from not talking about it, because it is the biggest story in Washington. Although David Brooks was on Chris Matthews' show, his Sunday show, on Channel 9. And I believe Matthews was also part of a roundtable, and I want to say, I can't remember what show. It was either Meet the Press or it was George Stephanopoulos. It might have been George Stephanopoulos. And Brooks says, and David Brooks is a conservative, but he says that beyond the Beltway, nobody cares about this story. And that nobody knows what's going on. Matthews countered back by saying on his show that people do care about this and that they are beginning to figure out what's happening. And the more the time goes on, the more interest is piqued. And maybe people who before didn't know who Scooter Libby was are now beginning to learn who he is. That they used to call Scooter Libby Cheney's Cheney. And that people who may not have been familiar with it are now beginning to learn who Karl Rove is. Where previously, a lot of people didn't know. And a lot of people didn't know who Valerie Plame was. And nobody really knew who she was until she was outed. And nobody knew who, you know, people had an idea who Joe Wilson was. But he wasn't this major figure. Because he had, you know, written an op-ed column in the New York Times. Well, you got to remember, not everybody reads the New York Times. Maybe a lot of you don't read the New York Times. That's not leveled as a criticism, it's a reality. But these have all now started to be names that are tossed around every day, day in and day out, on all the talking head and opinion and media shows. You know, if you watch more than just the local news. It's now beginning to start to become a big deal, and it may become a blockbuster deal. May become a blockbuster deal. As far as this administration goes, depending on what happens this week. There's also criticism of Judy Miller, who went to jail for 85 days. Members of the New York Times are starting to give her the blues over her reporting about the war and about her funneling information from Ahmed Shalabi and from Scooter Libby about weapons of mass destruction and about her relationship with Scooter Libby. Maureen Dowd had a very damaging column that ran on Saturday in the New York Times. And now there's some question of whether Judy Miller will come back to the New York Times after the closeness between her and Scooter Libby have been revealed. So this thing has got all kinds of ways to go, and it's got all kinds of players. Now, I don't know if you're intrigued by this or not. I don't know if you have the same interest in this that I do, or that I should say the same interest that's going on in my household, where Mary and I are like, you know, we're just waiting with bated breath to see what happens. And I'd be less than honest if I didn't tell you that I hope Karl Rove and I hope Scooter Libby, both of them, I hope they both get indicted. And it'll be interesting to see what the Republicans do if it comes down about how they're going to try to minimize all of this when they certainly didn't minimize any of this thing about perjury and obstruction of justice and everything else. I mean, they wanted to throw the book at Bill Clinton when they tried to impeach him. And that was over the Monica Lewinsky affair. And a blue dress. All right, here's the question at 303-713-7600. And you got three choices on this. It's an unscientific J. Marvin poll for the members of the 7 o'clock club. Those of you listening at 7 o'clock, I might even carry it over to 8. I mean, I'm not interested, but you can indicate to me whether you're not interested or not. Who gets indicted? Rove, Libby? Or you can come under the category of I don't know because I'm not well enough informed or I don't care about it. And let's put conservative David Brooks' theory to the test here among this audience. Whether he's right, that the majority of you don't know what's going on, that the majority of you don't care, and that this is an inside-the-beltway situation, basically. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. And the great thing about doing this is there's no right or wrong to this. There's only your opinion. So it's just what you think. Whether you think Rove or Libby gets it, whether you think both of them get it, or you're just not interested in the whole story. And you'd rather us be talking about something else. Of course, I am likely then to ask you what you think we ought to be talking about, because if you say C and D, we got State Senator Ken Gordon coming up after 9 o'clock on that very topic of C and D. But I don't know of anything else politically that's going on in the news that is as big as this story. I'm not trying to influence your vote here. I just don't know of anything that's this big. 303-713-7600, four lines open. Who gets it? Rove? Libby? And, you know, I mean, see, there's so many questions to ask here. Do you think that Dick Cheney knew what Libby was up to? You know, this whole thing about the emperor doesn't like bad news? Did he just tell Libby, go after Joe Wilson, and that's the end of it? Your thoughts about all of this at 303-713-7600. You're probably asking yourself why. Because Rocky's Autos is having a huge slasher sale coming up this Saturday. Buying a car before then. Just like taking your money and throwing it out the window. Come in now, and you can preview the huge inventory. And on Saturday, Rockies is going to slash hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. Now, here's how it works. The gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. You owe it to yourself to wait until Saturday for the best deal in town, but you can get into Rockies now and look at the inventory and preview what they've got. And they've got tons of stuff on the lot. And it's all great-looking, clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You want to get the most bang for your buck? Rockies is the place to go. And they cover you with worry-free protection program from United Car Care on every vehicle, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they'll show you Carfax. But you got to get in there this Saturday because a slasher sale means thousands and thousands of dollars in savings. And you know something? They've even got some cars as low as $199. That's exactly right, $199. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but the slasher sale starts at 8 a.m., so get out there to the corner of 60...
AMRK, cars and motorcycles and more.
Stevenson Automotive's G3, November 12th and 13th.
Go to g3denver.com.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin,
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. Sunny, a high today of around 68. A little widespread panic there in the background. 303-713-7600. We dedicate this to the White House because there's widespread panic there as they're holding their breath to see what Patrick Fitzgerald does. And it's the biggest news story going on. I want you to talk about it with me at 303-713-7600. Who gets indicted? Rove or Libby? Maybe you're not interested in the story at all. You can tell me that, too. Do you think Dick Cheney knew about this? Cheney's coming to Colorado, by the way. So should somebody stand up, like in one of his speeches, and say, "Excuse me, did you know what your second in command, your first in command, actually, Scooter Libby, your best bud? Did you know what he was up to? Did you know that he was seeking to discredit Joe Wilson and out leak a CIA operative's name, who was undercover?" And the big question here has never been answered. And you know what that big question is? Who leaked it to Scooter Libby? Because, you know, Matt Wilson of Time Magazine said that Rove told him. And Judy Miller did a clumsy job of trying to cover for Scooter Libby by saying, oh, he mentioned something about Valerie Flame to me. All right, let's go to Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay. Okay, I'm going to lay out here. 2-5, Scooter Libby gets indicted.
All right.
For violating the Espionage Act by disclosing Valerie Flame's identity.
All right, so you're going to put it on Libby.
I'm going to put most of my money on Libby, but I got a few other bets to spread around here. Even money, Karl Rove gets indicted for perjury.
Okay.
And then the odds are going to get progressively worse. I see, not being an expert in the Beltway, the way it works there, but I think there's going to be at least 2 or 3 obstruction of justice charges and 2 or 3 more perjury charges to other people. But Libby's going to be the main target, and the big question is whether he's going to be asked to take the fall and say that it was entirely his idea, entirely his baby, and that nobody else was involved for the sake of the rest of the White House.
Ooh, that's an interesting point. Is he going to take other people down with him, or is he going to go down himself, basically, and shut up and then fall on the sword?
That's the million-dollar question in my mind. And one of the things the big question for me, one of many, is where does Bob Novak fit in all this? I mean, he's been astonishingly quiet, yet he's the one who wrote the column that blew the lid off this thing.
He's talking to the Fitzgerald.
He's been talking, but nobody's heard any threats about putting him in jail or anything like that. I'm thinking that he got immunity and he's singing like a bird.
You think so? You think the Prince of Darkness is spilling his guts?
I think so. He doesn't strike me as the kind who's got a lot of moral fortitude to stay quiet. If you put pressure on him, I think he's going to scream. I think he's screaming. And to answer part of the other question, I think Cheney was definitely involved. I also think President Bush was involved. There was a story last week where President Bush raked Karl Rove over the coals, not for blowing Valerie Plame's identity, but for doing it badly. But he was aware. This article said this happened back in 2003. He was aware back in 2003 that Rove was involved in the leak. Yet, he went on record saying he didn't know who was involved and that he was interested in finding out. Well, that's potentially, depending on when he called Rove onto the carpet, that's potentially obstruction of justice. I don't think they're going to go as far as charging the president. That case seems very weak to me.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you if you thought we would get a Grand Slam home run and get them all.
I don't think that's going to happen. You're going to bring charges against the people you're most likely to get convictions for. I think Libby is the most likely candidate. I think the net, getting the wet, so, the net so wide to get, say, Dick Cheney or George Bush, it won't be that wide. But, you know, again, it's a matter of whether Libby decides to fall on a sword or he's going to bring other people down with him. He's not going to be the only one. And it reminds me of, in part in Watergate, and I had the privilege of taking some classes with Archibald Cox in the early 90s, who was the first special prosecutor in the Nixon administration. And you know, that was worth it just listening to the war stories with him. And one of the final point I wanted to bring up was that one of his main concerns was, what do they do when they start trying to hand down indictments? I mean, what are they going to do to have U.S. Marshals try to serve Richard Nixon in the White House and suppose they're opposed by the Secret Service? Those kinds of worries. What happens if Nixon decides he doesn't want to play ball and do the right thing? Well, looking back, you know, Nixon was a positive Boy Scout compared to the way George W. Bush thinks. What happens if Patrick Fitzgerald decides that he wants to try to subpoena, at the very least, George W. Bush to testify?
He'd have to go. There'd be too much political pressure for him not to.
Well, this is a guy who goes by his gut. This is not a guy who thinks that following the law is necessarily something he needs to do.
All right, how about if I toss this one at you?
Okay.
How about if Bush acts like Nixon and says, I'm going to protect my people?
I think he's doing that already. That's what he's been doing for 2 years.
Yeah, but I mean, I mean, in the face of open indictments, he says, you know, to Rove and to Libby, we're going to fight this. Don't step down.
I think that's a very real possibility. I think there's a very real possibility, getting back to the Nixon analogy, that he would fire Patrick Fitzgerald and say, you're getting too close, you're fired, and then just try to kill the candidates that way, or at the very least, hand out a whole bunch of presidential pardons for all these people to let them off the hook. I would not put that past George W. Bush.
Well, I don't think he could politically survive. Will, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right.
So here are your choices. Does Rove get indicted? Does Libby get indicted? Does Cheney? No. 303-713-7600, Dick Cheney, who will be in Colorado today. Think we got a chance, any reporters will get a chance to ask him? Excuse me, did you know what iScooter Libby was up to? Check this audio out.
You got to yourself, Mr. Cheney.
You got to figure out what to do with all of the greed.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, a friend of John, or of, never mind.
I think we'll hear a little bit of that today when he Mr. Cheney's in town. Let's go to Brenda in Fort Collins. Brenda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I think that Novak was given immunity.
Yeah.
I think Judy Miller may probably serve for the time she's served when it all comes down. Cheney and Bush did testify, but it wasn't under oath, so they won't get perjury. I do think they might be censured if that's an option. They both definitely knew. Roland Libby, would get indictments.
Okay.
And whoever, if Bush is still in power, when he leaves office, he will definitely pardon everyone involved. And he doesn't care about fallout at that point. And then I think that watching the shows this weekend, the Valerie Plame outing was definitely minimalized by the right, and that just makes me sick.
Yeah, it does me too. It makes me, they're hypocritical, because they certainly weren't going to minimize it when it came to Bill Clinton, now were they?
Well, that had even nothing to do with the security of the country, especially when we were at war.
Right, exactly. Well, that's a very, very good point. And with Judy Miller, do you think Miller gets fired from the New York Times?
Oh, definitely. I saw a fellow reporter last night, and he said everything's in array there. He didn't use those words, but it's plus one of the editors also said if he would have known, which it's their business to know what their reporters are doing, but I think she's as much as done.
Yeah, because there were allegations yesterday in the New York Times that she led the Washington Bureau astray.
And newspapers usually don't fire. She will resign under pressure.
All right, Brenda, thanks.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
All right, well, most of you, so far, the couple of calls I've taken, people are saying indictments for Rove or Libby. Now, we could find out today, or we could find out as late as later this week, because this is the last week of the grand jury. A couple of lines open, 303-713-7600. Did Dick Cheney know, too, by the way, what was going on? And does George W. Bush know? He did chew out Karl Rove. Good point. Will brought that up, and so did Brenda. And for those of you who have been following Judy Miller's saga, does she get dumped from the New York Times? Man, I don't know how anybody can go a day and not follow this thing going on. This is going to blow up in the White House's face if these indictments come through. And what are these Republicans going to say? Because they certainly went after Clinton, didn't they? Now all of a sudden they're going to get like Kay Bailey Hutchinson yesterday and try to compare it to Martha Stewart's insider trading and obstruction of justice charges? I don't think that's going to wash. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up here. We're going to get a hurricane update from CBS News coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and then more of your calls coming up.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
The winds have just been so horrible.
Carol Savonaro is in Plantation Acres, Florida, being raked by Hurricane Wilma. The storm has lost some of its punch. Now it's a Category 2 hurricane with top sustained winds down to 110 miles an hour. CBS's Dave Price is in Naples, near where the heart of the storm came ashore.
The rain makes visibility almost impossible and makes standing upright almost impossible as well. It is just solid. It doesn't stop. You don't see droplets. It's just literally like a faucet is rolling in from one side to the other.
Peg Macaluso lives in Naples.
Wind is very strong, very, very loud on the inside.
the waters coming up, you know, towards the condo.
In Miami, says CBS's Michael Hiblin, Wilma's buffeting land and water.
There are people who have actually insisted on riding out this hurricane on their boats, very concerned about the safety of their boats, sometimes above their own safety.
One death has been linked to the storm. CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Starting to see a few little problems this morning. South on I-25, we're jamming from 120th. That's because of a crash. Now on the clearing stage is right around 84th Avenue, but it is a busy ride. I-70 bunches up eastbound from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. We're loaded up coming out of the Lakewood area, eastbound 6th Avenue, running heavy because of an earlier crash near Federal and around town. Things are now busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking the forecast, chilly this morning, but things will warm up this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. We're at 34 degrees right now. At Kaiser Permanente, health is not an industry, it's a cause. That's why you not only get your own personal physicians dedicated to your health, you get a whole team of specialists working together so you can live well, be well, and thrive. I'm Bailey, AM.
Value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
To stop this, all of you have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. Sometime this week, either today, could be tomorrow, could be on Wednesday, but it has to be done by Friday. Unless he extends that grand jury, somebody's going to get it from Patrick Fitzgerald. The question here this hour, I may run it in the next hour. It's so important because it's the biggest story going. Does Rove get indicted? Does Libby get indicted? And did Cheney know? And some of you say Bush know. And, you know, for those of you that have been following the Judy Miller part of the saga, maybe I should ask the question, does Judy Miller get fired from the New York Times? 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to Peggy in Littleton. Peggy, good morning. You're on.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Peggy.
I agree with most everyone that Libby is definitely going to be indicted.
Okay.
Rove, I wish.
With Rove, though, what's your vote? Does he get it or no?
Oh, that's a little harder to call than Libby. But if not, I think if he's not indicted, I think that he will be implicated perhaps in some way, if not actually indicted.
Unindicted co-conspirator?
That's what I'm thinking, maybe something along those lines.
Yeah, that sounds pretty reasonable.
And I think what is the most amazing thing about this is that watching the different news people you've brought up, Tim Russert and Chris Matthews, and both of those I really feel are turning against the Republican sound machine and have become very aware of how it works. Even to the point where Chris Matthews now on Hardball will read when he receives the talking points, the Republican talking points.
Yeah.
He'll read them on the air.
Yeah, he was doing that on Friday.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And then you just had to, I mean, not that I felt sorry, but you just had to know that every Republican pundit that came on after he read them, what could they say? They couldn't repeat them because it had already been repeated, and it's so wonderful to see some of these journalists getting a backbone again.
Yeah, it is good to see it. And I believe that when he was reading it, I believe he had on Bob Shrum and John Fund, but I'm not real sure about that.
Yeah, he did. I think it was. And they really had not much else to say after that.
Well, Shrum is a Democratic advisor, but John Fund got kind of pinned down by that, who runs the opinion journal part of the Wall Street Journal. He got kind of pinned down by that whole thing. All right, do you think Cheney knew?
Oh, yeah. How could he not? I do not believe they ride to work every day. They stay at work at their office till 8, 9 o'clock at night. It never came up. I can't fathom that that's possible. So I think Cheney had to have known. Whether he set the wheels in motion and it can be proven that he did, I think that might be a bit more difficult to prove, but I have to believe he knew.
All right. Hey, Peggy, thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
It'll be an interesting week this week, I think.
Yep, it sure will. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Boy, don't you wish they would get Cheney? Don't you wish they'd get Cheney? Or am I the only one who wishes that? I would love to ask Cheney what he thinks about this. Of course, you know he would say, well, I can't comment. Think he's sweating it? Think Rove and Libby are sweating it? What kind of weekend do you think they had? One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mary in Broomfield. I'm sorry. Mary, hi. You're on.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to find out what's going to happen.
Me neither.
My opinion is Cheney did know. Cheney put the balls in motion. He's the one that probably got Libby to do this. That's my opinion. I also wanted to talk about C&D, I think it's really important for education, and also for volunteers for children. I'm a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate.
Oh, right. Sure.
And we get funding through the state for that, too. So that's really important. So C&D to me is very important.
Yeah, we're going to be talking
with, along with everything that's going to happen this week.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about C&D with State Senator Ken Gordon coming up after 9 o'clock. Let me ask you something about, and I agree with you about C&D, and Mary and I have already voted, and we voted for it. Let me ask you something about what you said about Cheney. Do you think Cheney said to Libby, here, take care of this guy, Joe Wilson, or do you think Cheney sat down with Libby and that they determined how to take care of Joe Wilson?
Well, that's hard to say, but I'm sure he said something along the lines of, we got to get this guy, because that's how they operate. They go
But you don't think he knew the details, or you think he knows?
Oh, no. No, he had to know. He's part of that inner circle, you know, where the CIA and the FBI come over and talk to the president, and so of course he knew. He had to have known. Anyway, I have to scoot because I have to go to work, but it was nice talking to you.
It's nice to have you on.
Let's hope this week turns out like we want it to.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
bye.
Mary. 303-713-7600. Yeah, because I'm interested in this part of the story. About did Cheney just say, look, we got a problem. Who's this guy, Joe Wilson, who's writing this op-ed piece in the New York Times? Let's figure out a way to get to him. He claims that I sent him over there to Niger. Now, the real story on this is, and a lot of the right-wing media leaves this part out, and they leave it out intentionally, is that what Dick Cheney did was Dick Cheney said, let's investigate the Niger situation, and Valerie Plame came up with Joe Wilson's name, her husband's name, and Joe Wilson went on behalf of the CIA. But did Cheney sit down with Scooter Libby and say, you know, let's get this guy, and then just don't give me the details, just go take care of him? Or do you sit down and plot the thing out? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. The majority of you so far say Rove and Libby are both going to get it, and that Cheney knew. Dick Cheney, who will be in Colorado today. It's 743-17.
Coupons and a location near you? Visit BrakesPlus.com. America comes to Brakes Plus. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rose.
The next time the president holds a teleconference, get rid of the middleman. Just go ahead and hire actors to play soldiers. He didn't really use them as props when he got onto the Abraham Lincoln and declared
major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8255.
303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
31st, Foot Effects is giving AM760 listeners 10% off any purchase. Let me repeat that because I kind of slurred it up there. Continuing the grand opening celebration now through October the 31st, Foot Effects is giving AM760 listeners 10% off any purchase. Foot Effects team includes podiatrists, podorthosis, researchers, product specialists, trainers, and other foot care experts, and they offer products unique and specially developed to provide that relief from pain in the heels, the ball of your foot, the knee, hip, or back pain. So if you're an active adult, if you are one of those people that just stands around or is on your feet all day at work, call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT, or better yet, stop by their store in Westminster. That's 120th and Sheridan, right next to
of all your data. Contact GNS at 303-682-3171 or at mountainrecyclers.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hey, have you guys ever heard of Lawrence Wilkerson? He's a retired Army colonel who served as Chief of Staff of Secretary of State Colin Powell. He addressed the administration's arrogance and ineptitude in a talk last week that was astonishingly candid by Washington standards, according to Bob Herbert in this morning's New York Times. Edward Alden, Washington correspondent for the Financial Times of London, his new article, Secret Decision Making, was responsible for mistakes, and that appears in the current Financial Times. We'll talk to him after 8 o'clock about this speech. Right now we're talking about Libby and Robe, and who do you think gets it? One line open at 303-713-7600. And did Dick Cheney, who will be in Colorado today, did he know about what went on with Libby and Robe? One line open at 303-713-7600. So far, the majority of you believe Libby are going to get it. Some of you think Rove is going to get it. And this information, by the way, could come as early as today. But a majority of you believe that Cheney knew all about this. Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. How's it going today?
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Better than not.
There you go.
My feeling is that Bush knew right from the start. He's the one that told Cheney to take care of it. And Cheney's the one that went in and did the particulars.
So it wasn't a case where Cheney said to Libby, take care of this guy. You think Cheney meticulously planned this out?
Yeah, I think Bush told him to handle it, and Cheney handled it.
What about Libby? What about Libby and Rove?
They're the scapegoats or the... Somebody didn't think very well on it, but like I say, they should be, you know, indicted, but like I say...
Well, do you think they're going to get indicted?
I hope they do. But look at Bush's record. There's not one thing that Bush has been told no on that he hasn't found a way around.
You think he'll skate on this?
They'll pull the pardons or whatever they'll do, but, you know, like I say, with Bolton, with everything, everything that Bush has wanted to do, even if the nation has said no, he's found a way around it. So, like I say, this here, they'll do indictments, and then there'll be pardons.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't doubt that. Just like his father pardoned Casper Weinberger.
Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt it. Tim, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right. You have a nice day.
I was pausing and trying to think about it. Was it Bush 1 that pardoned Casper Weinberger, or did Ronald Reagan do it? I can't remember. Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think definitely Libby and Rove are done, and I hope Cheney is too. I can't imagine that Cheney didn't know about this. I'm hoping all three of them get nailed, and they all got to resign, and it just messes up this administration. But, you know, I went to see this weekend Good Night and Good Luck about Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, right. I saw it a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that's an excellent, excellent movie, and every newscaster needs to go see it so that they know what real ethics is and real morals are. I mean, that was a man of high moral character, and that's what we need today as far as news broadcasters and news people go, so that we can, you know, they can help turn this country around. But, yeah, I think Roe and, Libby and Rove are done, and hopefully Cheney, too. So we'll
see.
All
right. All right, Paul. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
All right, got a couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Bush 1 pardoned Weinberger and five other Iran-Contra figures on Christmas Eve 1992. One of those, I believe, was John Poindexter, who later joined this administration. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Tim and Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Yes, I'm also agreeing with the other caller that suggested that Bush would probably pardon anybody who might be indicted for any of these crimes.
Hmm. Okay, do you think Libby and Rove are going to get indicted?
Well, probably them and maybe even some more, but it may be moot if Bush goes ahead and pardons them.
Do you think Cheney knew about this?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Okay, but when I ask you whether he knew about it, I'm talking about intimate details, or did he just say to Libby, we got a problem here, take care of it?
Boy, maybe he didn't know all the intimate details, but he probably was the ringleader of the whole bunch.
Boy, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can't imagine how he got elected the second time.
No, I can't either. Well, you know, I there's something I want to ask a little bit later on this morning if we get a chance about that. But can you imagine if Cheney got nailed as an unindicted co-conspirator?
Well, it would just show their true colors as far as I'm concerned.
You got it. Hey, Tim, thank you, man.
You bet.
All right, let's go to Kellen in Fort Collins. Kellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think it was Bush Sr. who did that. I don't think it was Reagan.
Yeah, it was. It was Bush Sr.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Here's the thing. I think this whole situation is kind of like the game Clue. I don't think it was, it's hard to say, you know, it's like, was it him, you know, in the living room with the candlestick? I don't believe it was, I don't believe anyone's going to get indicted.
You don't think anybody's going to get indicted out of this?
No, I do not think so.
How do you think they'll beat it?
How do I think they'll beat it? Lack of supporting evidence against any of them.
Well, yeah, but you got Matt Cooper who comes out and says that Rove leaked it to him. You've got, Robert Novak, who had to have somebody leak it to him, and he's testified before the grand jury. So you got to ask yourself: did he lie about it? Is he absolutely cooperating? And then you've got Rove, who's been called four times in front of the grand jury, and you've got Libby with the Judith Miller connection.
I mean, still hard to do because, you know, obviously until someone gets indicted, all this evidence isn't really going to be thrown out.
And the New York Times says that both Libby and Rove, and I didn't mention this earlier and I should have to have been fair, but the New York Times says that both Libby and Rove have been warned that they are in imminent legal jeopardy, which means, translation, they both must have gotten target letters.
You know, if there's one thing I've learned in my first 2 years of school of looking up News articles, do not trust the New York Times. They're just like the tabloids, and I don't trust them.
Yeah, but I didn't get that from the New York Times. I got it from the Washington Post. You don't trust the Post?
I honestly, I know that's a conservative paper, but I don't trust them either.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll put it to you this way. I don't know for certain that anybody's going to get indicted. But this guy's been at this for 2.5, almost 3 years. Now, you got to keep in mind that part of it was waiting out reporters to come and give information. So that was part of it. But this guy's been at it. He also put up a website of his mysteriously appeared, and he's known to clear indictment information on websites, which he's done in the case of Governor Ryan and of Illinois and others, and including aides to Mayor Daley. People in Daley's transportation department. So suddenly this website goes up like on Thursday or Friday. We'll have to see, man, but if they get indicted, I expect you to call me back and say you were wrong.
I will. I will call you back if I was wrong.
Okay, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, take care. What are you saying to me, Turk? All right. We're going to talk about this speech that Lance Wilkerson gave, this former Army colonel. Retired Army colonel, coming up with Edward Alden. So we'll be talking about that coming up next hour. We got Ken Gordon coming up at 9 o'clock, talk about referendum C&D.
Him and SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for Progressive Talk. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Florida under attack.
The winds have just been so horrible.
Winds from Hurricane Wilma have dropped to 110 miles an hour. That big storm lumbers from the Gulf Coast, where it made landfall 3.5 hours ago, toward the Atlantic. But that's more than enough to cause death and damage. Near Fort Lauderdale, a man's been killed by a falling tree. CBS's Peter King was in Naples when Wilma slammed ashore in Cape Romano, 20 miles to the south.
It sounded like thunder, and you almost felt like somebody was pounding against the walls of the building that I'm standing in. If you put your hand up against the window, I mean, that's all that separates you from the storm.
CBS's Peter Combs is up the Gulf Coast in Fort Myers.
The worst of Wilma has passed, and we're starting to see signs of the damage she left behind. Some buildings lost their entire roofs. In other cases, the shingles have been literally peeled back like onions.
In Coral Springs, one woman thought she had Wilma outsmarted.
I just got a new car. And I asked my husband to move it last night to the side of our house. Now this big, big, giant, one of the biggest trees on the block is sitting on top of my car.
At least 300,000 homes and businesses have lost power. Some parts of Florida could be swamped by an 18-foot storm surge.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. As Hurricane Wilma bears down on parts of Florida, President Bush is ready to declare a major disaster there. The move will open the way for federal help for storm victims. Mr. Bush spoke this morning with Acting FEMA Director David Paulson and Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The president is discussing the hurricane right now at a White House cabinet meeting.
In other news, is the FBI breaking the rules on domestic surveillance? CBS's Dan Revive has that.
The Washington Post says documents just declassified indicate violations by the FBI, such as unauthorized surveillance of some people in the U.S. for up to 18 months. The Electronic Privacy Information Center got the papers as part of a lawsuit against the government. The FBI responds that sometimes administrative errors are the reason for surveillance continuing. Information obtained improperly is destroyed. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
The CIA leak investigation may be coming to a head. Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald could announce indictments this week. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The truth is that no one except Fitzgerald and maybe another associate or two have any idea of what to expect. We could see an indictment or two, or we could see nothing. And all the potential suspects know it. I guess the good news is that push will come to shove in the next few days, and then the suspense will be over.
Deputy White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove and Vice Presidential Aide Louis Libby are the highest profile names in the investigation to find the person who blew the cover of CIA operative Valerie Plame. She's the wife of Iraq war critic Joseph Wilson. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are sharply higher. The Dow Industrials are ahead more than 82 points. NASDAQ is up better than 15. This is CBS News.
If your company has machines and people who work on those machines, and the machines have gears and are made of some kind of metal, and those machines are necessary to manufacture some kind of product that your company sells. In short, if these machines have absolutely no distinguishing qualities whatsoever, then your company is exactly how most insurance companies see their business clients. To see the whole picture, Liberty Mutual goes beyond the numbers and averages. For business liability coverage, we learn how your products are manufactured and used. We even look at your suppliers and vendor agreements, so we can help you accurately determine your business's risks before they become problems. Because the more we understand the way you actually do things, the more accurately we can tailor your coverage terms and service. After all, if your business were exactly the same as every other business, you probably wouldn't be in business. Liberty Mutual. It's more than insurance. It's insurance in action.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We are seeing a new accident right now. It's northbound on Santa Fe at I-25, so expect some slowing with that. We're seeing a tough time coming out of the north end of town, south on I-25. Still loaded up from 112 into downtown and through T-Rex. An accident at 84th Avenue. That's been cleared out of your way. Now I-70 bunches up eastbound from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, seeing a busy ride eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan. Now around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and then Turnpike a little sluggish now from Federal over to Pecos. And checking the forecast, chilly this morning, but things will warm up this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. We're at 34 degrees right now. Save up to 60% on your heating bills with a Lennox 94.6% high-efficiency furnace. Call AAA Service of Plumbing and Heating, your independent Lennox dealer, and receive up to $1,200 instant discount on qualifying Lennox home comfort systems. Call today at 303-313-3333. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center.
Stop by the AM 760 booth.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines. They do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sunny, a high of around 68 today, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you, and it's nice to have you along. Thank you for joining up. Agree or disagree, you're always welcome here. Hey, here's something that is not in the morning's papers. Speaking of Republicans being in trouble, which we were talking about the whole Libby Rove situation, the whole Fitzgerald Plaingate situation last hour, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist was given considerable information about his stake in his family's hospital company, according to records that are at odds with his past statements that he did not know what was in his stock holdings. Uh-oh. Frist in trouble. As you know, he's under investigation, and it looks like he might have lied. Managers of his of the trust that Frist once described as totally blind regularly informed him when they added new shares of HCA Incorporated or other assets to his holdings, according to the documents. Now, you might remember that HCA is the hospital company, the hospital corporation, that is run by Frist's brother, that's a family business. Since 2001, the trustees have written to Frist and the Senate 15 times detailing the sale of assets from or the contribution of assets to trusts of Frist and his family. The letters included notice of addition of HCA shares worth $500,000 to $1 million in 2001 and HCA stock worth $750,000 to $1.5 million in 2002. The trust agreements require the trustees to inform Frist and the Senate whenever assets are added or sold. The letters seem to undermine one of the major arguments the senator has used throughout his political career to rebut criticism of his ownership in HCA, that the stock was held in blind trust beyond his control, and that he had little idea to the extent of those holdings. Now, here's a guy, okay, who sits in the Senate and votes on health care questions. Now, does anybody believe that that's not a clear conflict of interest? Plus, on top of that, this contradicts what he said, so apparently he's lied. Which is no shocking revelation for a politician, right? But it is a revolution in the idea that Mr. Frist's defense was that he never knew what was going on. And he's under investigation by the Justice Department and the SEC. And he's the Senate Majority Leader. our Republican buddy from Tennessee, the same guy who said that he could diagnose Terry Schiavo via videotape, and a guy who planned on running for the president He's going to seek the Republican nomination, but this may stop him from getting there. And this is out of the Washington Post, and it's not something that's going to make the mainstream. Well, the Washington Post is mainstream news, but it may not be anything that you'll see in the Post or the Rocky this morning about Frist. So much for his statements that so much for his statements that he never knew what was going on. Let's go to Lisa in Lakewood who wants to talk about this. Lisa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
I just want to talk about Bill Frist.
Sure, go ahead.
And the fact that he's a liar. And I think you were talking earlier about Martha Stewart. It seems to me that Martha Stewart went to jail for 5 months for lying.
That's right, yeah. The perjury.
And, yeah. And so I think that probably Bill Frist should just go away.
I don't think he's going to resign without a fight, but
no.
it does blow a hole in his defense. That
if they indict him for lying like they did Martha, I mean, isn't there that saying, that legal saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander?
Yeah, that's exactly true.
The goosey gander rule in law.
Yeah, that's exactly true. You know, the bigger question to me would be, and I don't have the ability to do this, but I would love to have somebody do it. If there's somebody out there who's research-oriented, who's got the time at work, can use the Internet, I would love to see what his votes were on health care issues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's a conflict of interest. He's a doctor, for one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, owning hospitals. His family owns hospitals. And another thing, about these blind trusts, there's a reason they call it blind. That means your trustee doesn't call you and tell you what's in your trust. You don't know what's in your trust.
Right.
This is not a blind trust. This is a family trust. And it's different. I'm a paralegal, and I know the difference.
Hmm. Well, all right, so how much trouble do you think this guy's in?
Oh, I think he's in big trouble.
Oh, this is too sweet.
Big trouble.
This is too sweet.
I think that he should step down as leader, just like DeLay, even though he hasn't been indicted yet, which I think he probably will be eventually, with any luck. I still think he should step down ethically, but we know that they don't have any ethics, so he'll probably stay until the bitter end.
Yeah, you know, DeLay is still hanging out at the Capitol trying to shape policy and strong-arm votes, and somebody told me that when DeLay went to Houston to get his mugshot and went to his arraignment, that he had the same kind of security around him that he had a Speaker of the House, which is technically illegal, but nobody's done anything about it.
Well, you know, he is the law. If you ask him,
yeah,
he's
really
the law. So he still thinks he can do whatever he wants to do. The audacity of these people just absolutely amazes me.
Well, I got to tell you, I hope you're right. I mean, if you're right, this is just too sweet.
Yep.
I mean, it is just too good for us. But now the question is, and this is the big question I have, can the Democrats capitalize on all of this?
You know, I have doubts. Every time I see Howard Dean on television, I have doubts.
Oh, he was great on Stephanopoulos. You didn't think
so? No, I like Howard Dean, but I don't think he's the man to lead this party.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't know who is, but he just, I don't know. There's something about him. I don't know what it is. I used to like him, and when he was first running for president, I thought, that's my man. And then the more I listened to him talk, I just don't feel it.
Well, you ought to see the job he's doing, though, with the DNC is really good. They're getting ready to put forward a major platform paper, which will answer the question about where have Democrats been on the issue. He's got organizers now in close to 50 states.
That's great.
He's making the party more responsive and more grassroots.
That will make a difference.
And I
hope that he's got the cojones to stand up and fight and give these people money to fight these smear campaigns that they're doing against people.
Well, yeah, well, absolutely. Well, he's done something that I'm a real big proponent at, and that's he's enabled those of us who don't have a gazillion bucks to be able to contribute to the party through democracy bonds, where you can give as little as $25 or $35 a month.
Right.
Which, you know, which, I mean, 25 bucks a month, I mean, you know, come on, we can all do without 25 bucks a month.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, and his idea is if you can get enough small people via the internet to contribute, like he did in his presidential campaign, then you can turn to corporate America and tell them that they no longer can have rule over the agenda.
Exactly.
So exactly. I think he's doing a lot of great things. You know what you should do if you get the time? Because I know we're all tied up and we've got stuff going on in our lives.
Right.
Go to the DNC website and look what's up there and look what's going on and read a little bit about what the DNC's up to.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, I will.
Hey, Lisa, you've been a wonderful caller.
Thank you, Jay. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
And somebody sent me a critical email saying, oh, you know, what's wrong with you? You gush over all your callers. You gush over your callers continuously. Well, you know what? It's because I get great callers. I mean, even the ones who disagree with me are pretty good. But I get great callers. And so why not get on here and say, well, okay, you know what? I get great callers, and there's nothing wrong with saying that we get great callers and great listeners. I went to see Good Night and Good Luck here, not this last weekend, but the weekend before last, and there were a number of people who listened to this station who came up to me, who listened to AM 760 and came up to me and said hello. Nice people. Nice people. I've been doing this for 31 years, and I've been in talk probably 20? 18? And we're a small bunch of people, but we're growing. We're growing every day. That's why it's important. That's why it's important to tell your friends about this place, tell your friends about AM 760, and to patronize the sponsors that are on the station. That stuff's important. We're building something here along the Front Range. All right. 303-713-7600. We're supposed to have Edward Alden on, and we're working on it. We don't know what happened to him. We don't know where he is, and it may have been a screw-up at the London Times PR department. John, are you trying to tell me this is my headphones while your mouth is full?
Yeah, let me. It's a time issue, Jay, so we might have had our times mixed up, but we're going to try to get him on this morning because it's a pretty good article.
Okay. And if you don't know about it, I'll tell you about it coming up. Otherwise, I just throw the phones open. If you want to talk about C&D, which we've got Ken Gordon coming up after 9 o'clock, if you want to talk about referendum C&D, if you want to continue to talk about Libyan Robe, if you want to get into the whole thing about Frist, it's all here for you. 303-713-7600. It's a virtual electronic banquet of telecommunication because Rocky's Autos is having a slasher sale. I'm going out there this Saturday. You ever been one of these slasher sales? Man, they are absolutely amazing. Buying a car before then is like throwing money out the window. And you can get in there right now if you want to and preview the huge inventory that they've got out there. And Saturday, they're going to slash hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. They have some cars for $199. I'm not kidding you now. I mean, this is the largest selection, the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And Saturday, they're going to slash hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. Gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. So you owe it to yourself to wait until this Saturday to get the best deal in town. And, of course, Rocky's Autos equips every car with the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And normally Rocky's is open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but to this Saturday, gates open at 8 a.m., so you want to get there early for the slasher sale. This is a great way to get more bang for your buck car-wise. And you can get out there now and preview the inventory, or you can even go online at Rocky's Autos. It's Rocky's Autos, auto with an S.com, and check it out for yourself. But the slasher sale is something else. You got to see it to believe it. And I'm going to be out there this Saturday checking out the slasher sale, and you should too. Rocky's Autos. Don't forget the slasher sale this weekend.
New Carrier Infinity Heating and Cooling System. Call 1-800-CARRIER or go to carrier.com for a participating dealer near you. Carrier, turn to the experts.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, morning, 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny today, a high of around 68. Weather is certainly better here than in Florida. We'll have another hurricane update coming up for you on the half hour here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, we were going to have on Edward Alden, and apparently he's off to some meeting and blew us off, but that's okay. We blew him off, too. And so why just open the phones? If you want to talk about referendum D, C and D, we'll have State Senator Ken Gordon on C and D coming up here in about 35 or 40 minutes. And otherwise, we can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. And I have two lines open. So let's get it on. If you want to talk about Bill Frist, which is like if Lisa Lakewood is right. I mean, this is too sweet. Look at what you got going on here. Possible indictments today, or sometime this week, possible indictments against Libby, maybe Karl Rove. You got DeLay being booked last week, being booked on Friday. You like his smug shot, by the way? You got Frist under investigation, and now there's new evidence that he, according to the Washington Post this morning, that he may have lied. Well, that he did lie. That he basically lied about the blind trust operation. Here's this guy who knew what was going on with his family's hospital corporation while he's sitting up there in the Senate voting on important health care issues that are important to you and I. And he's not being kosher with the investigators. He's under investigation by the Justice Department and the SEC. Now, you talk about, you want to use a baseball metaphor. How about a home run? How about a grand slam? How about they get all these guys? Would it just be too much to handle? It would be too much to handle. And in my younger days, if I were, say, 18 or 19 years old, I'd be drunk for a week over this, if it happens. Now that I'm respectable 53 with a workout plan, trying to get this gut off, which is hard, a friend of mine said, you know, I can't lose weight if you chop my leg off, and I'm pretty much into that category. It's really hard to get this stuff off, and it's hard to eat right. But now that I'm a respectable 53, I'm not going to go do that, and Mary wouldn't let me do it anyway. She'd throw me out of the house. But, I mean, it's just too sweet here this morning. I mean, you know something? These people are finally getting found out. I really believe that. I'll be mega disappointed if there's no indictments. I'll be mega disappointed if Bill Frist skates on this. But these people just do not play fair. And you know something? They are not honest. And that's also throwing in the quagmire in Iraq, where we're close now to 2,000 American deaths. I mean, these people are getting found out. It's absolutely astounding how this is happening. If you'd asked me about this a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have said, no, we're stuck. And I remember the days when I was in the right-wing radio and used to have to go along to get along, basically. Where they engaged in outright censorship of me and said, well, now you know. And then what they did was they had me play the mild-mannered, liberal-leaning talk show host. I mean, it was so bad that Mike Malloy once on the air called me a traitor. And I don't think I was a traitor, but I was guilty of keeping my mouth shut. I was guilty, and I was so depressed. And then finally, and I've talked about this, and maybe I talk about it too much because I got too much guilt about it. Finally, I went to them and said, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do it anymore. And I would love to see what those right wing people have to say now. How are they doing over there at KOA and KOW, trying to defend all this? How are they defending all this this behavior by these people? Well, Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on Meet the Press over the weekend, and what is she doing about the Rove thing? She's trying to equate it to Martha Stewart. You know, she's trying to equate this to Martha Stewart, the outing of a CIA agent to Martha Stewart. Nice try, Kay. Now, maybe Fitzgerald will come back and maybe he'll say nothing about this. I'll tell you something else, too, on a local level. I also have fears that C&D won't pass. I have absolute fears that C&D won't pass. Tomorrow, we'll have the governor on. who is a proponent of C&D. And Mark Udall will be on Friday, who's my favorite congressman. I've been really blessed to have good congressmen and good senators till I hit Wayne Allard, till I ran into Wayne Allard. But prior to moving here, I had Barack Obama and Richard Durbin, both great guys. And my congressman was Danny Davis. Now my congressman is Mark Udall. And I'll tell you something, you know how much I like Mark Udall? I'm planning to move. Mary and I are planning to move in about 3 or 4 months. And I am not going to move out of Mark Udall's congressional district. And I hope that this guy will be senator of the state of Colorado one of these days. That's how much I like him. See, to me, there's a lot of promise out there now. And I've been saying this now for a couple of months. I've been saying this ever since I came here. And ever since we started this morning show. I fervently believe, with as many problems as the Democratic Party has, and as contentious and divisive as those of us on the left can get towards each other, I really believe there's great hope. I believe, I'm really positive. I think good things are going to happen. If you had told me 5 years ago that there would have been progressive talk radio, I would have said no way. That's absolutely false. It'll never happen. And now we've got it full blast here along the Front Range and across this country. And we've got great people like Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes and Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo, who are on at night here. And yeah, I'd even throw in Mike Malloy, too. I just see great hope for us. But I'm scared C&D is not going to make it. And maybe it'll turn out that Fitzgerald won't indict anybody. But George W. Bush's poll numbers, let's not forget, are at an all-time low. I think people in this country are beginning to see him for what he is, and they're sick and tired of what's going on here. Now, the question is, can the Democrats capitalize on it? I think Howard Dean's got some good plans, and I urge you to go to the DNC website and check them out. And I urge you to get into that Democracy Bonds program, which Mary and I are into. I mean, come on, let's get active. That doesn't mean you have to rush around to every meeting, political meeting that goes on. But if you want to limit corporate America's ability to be able to get into the political process, let's all step forward and pop up $25 or $10 or whatever you can afford a month and get into this Democracy Bonds program. Because I think we've got a good future ahead of us. I really believe that. And I know that there are going to be people who are going to send me emails about this, and they're going to say, no, it isn't true, and, you know, you're naive, and you're this, and you're that. Even because I get them from people who are against C&D, who tell me I'm wrong about this, I'm wrong about C&D, but I don't think I'm wrong about C&D. And there was an interesting article in the Denver Post over the weekend about all the groups that are giving money. Chamber of Commerce and others that are involved in C&D. Very interesting article. Of course, we don't know where the Independence Institute and the Club for Growth and the rest of the people get their money, as we were talking about on Friday and Thursday, because they don't want to disclose that. See, we play above board. Those people do not play above board. They do not play above board politics. And there was an excellent column on Sunday in the local section of the Denver Post. And I wish I could think of the columnist's name now. And maybe somebody will call up at 303-713-7600 and give me the name. But it was an excellent, excellent column about C&D. And about the importance of C&D. And about it, sometime you have to trust your leaders. And that we're either going to have a bright Colorado future or cynicism is going to rule the day. And about the distortions that the other side is coughing up in the Tabor debate. And we're talking, it's like $98 a person, and they're trying to make it out to be $3,000-something, which is a plain manipulation and a distortion of the facts. All right, we'll get to your phone calls. And then we got State Senator Ken Gordon coming up at 9, and then we'll do more open phones. But we'll get to your calls. Everybody hang on. We've got to get a hurricane update here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk from CBS. And then we'll be back with your calls here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mighty glad you're here this morning.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young. Call it Stormy Monday. Wilma, now a Category 2 hurricane, is plowing over South Florida with winds of 110 miles an hour. CBS News correspondent Peter King is in Naples.
The rain is driving, and it really, really hurts when it hits your face. It just feels like you're in the middle of a sandblast.
Reporter Gary Nelson of CBS affiliate WFOR-TV is in Broward County.
Roofs off and windows blown in communities across Broward County. In Lauderhill, roofs have been lost. A water main is broken. 7,000 gallons a minute of water spewing out there. Major arteries are blocked by downed trees.
I urge people to please hunker down, to stay in their homes until the storm has passed.
That's Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who says emergency supplies are ready to roll once the brunt of the storm has passed.
Florida has 200 trucks of ice, 225 trucks of water, 86,000 meals.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Boy, accidents are trouble now. Have an accident northbound on Santa Fe at I-25, so that's going to slow you down if you're trying to get onto the highway. Also bunching up southbound I-25 from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound C-470, getting word of a new accident, three cars. Just past University, so expect a slow go from Santa Fe and around town. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside, they're busy, so is Foothills Parkway, Highway 93, and the Diagonal, and the Turnpike runs heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking the forecast, chilly this morning, but things will get warmer this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. We're at 34 degrees right now. Don't let the blitz of game day traffic tackle your fun. RTD's Broncos Ride can get you to the field from 28 free area park and ride lots. Call 303-299-6000 or go online to rtd-denver.com. I'm Bailey, AM.
Marty, the American Equity Mortgage Spokesdog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
At 25 minutes in front of 9, one line open at 303-713-7600. And the Colorado, the columnist from Denver in the West I was thinking about is Jim Spencer. What a great column yesterday. If you didn't read it, you should get a hold of it and read it, and also share it with your friends. All right, let's get back to the phones here. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bill in Castle Rock. Bill, thank you for waiting, and go ahead. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Let's go to Claire in Greeley. Claire, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just have two comments, and one of them is that there's an email going around, and it says if you Google failure, just write in failure. It takes you to the White House government website.
Oh, is that where you put it in Google and then you press I'm feeling lucky and
I'm feeling lucky. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I got to try that.
And it was still there as of yesterday.
That's great.
So they haven't fixed it yet.
That's great.
Yeah, and the only thing I think about that is that, you know, they can still do a lot of damage. This administration is inept and corrupt, as we know, and they can do a lot of damage yet.
But their ability to do damage becomes limited as Bush moves into the category of being a lame duck president, and he's got 3 years to go, but his poll numbers are bad, and if Rove and Libby get stung, he's going to be in even further trouble.
Oh, yeah, he is. And then just the other point is that people need to find, if they can find it, it's on Dish Network, but you should be listening to or watching Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. It's independent, it's hard-hitting, it's just something that's really, I think, really important to get that perspective.
Yeah, she's great. There's no question. She's really good.
Because I was listening the other day, and she was interviewing an independent journalist from the UK, and he's covered all these Middle Eastern wars for 40 years. I think his name is Robert Fisk. And she asked him if there was any hope, and he looked stricken, and he said, "I don't have any hope, not for Iraq." That's pretty telling.
Well, there's a Sunday Times poll out. I got into a pretty heated discussion with a guy this morning, a little bit after 6, from Colorado Springs, who sought to delegitimize it. But there's a Sunday London Times poll out that shows that the majority of Iraqis now support the insurgency.
Yeah, I can believe it. And he said that while we talk about 2,000 dead, and that's horrible, they're losing almost 1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's awful.
So, yeah. But anyway, the two things, I just thought that was pretty funny to get sent to the White House website.
Yeah, and it says failure.
Yeah.
All right, hey, I appreciate the call.
Sure. All right, take care.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
Now I'm scrambling around to try to find this article. Here it is. Those of you that weren't with us between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, let me repeat this. A secret military poll commissioned by senior officers from the Ministry of Defense reveals that the majority of Iraqis support the insurgent attacks against British and American troops, according to an exclusive story in the Sunday Telegraph. Among the other findings, the poll also concluded that 82% are against the continued occupation and that millions of Iraqis believe the suicide attacks are justified. The survey results are markedly different than a poll conducted in March 2004 by the BBC, which found that while the overwhelming majority of respondents thought any violence was unacceptable, 17% said attacks on coalition forces would be acceptable. The article notes the poll appears to contradict claims made by General Sir Mike Jackson, a chief of general staff, who only days ago congratulated British soldiers for supporting the Iraqi people in building a new and better Iraq. Now, did anybody see Bush appear at that whole thing with Reagan at the Reagan Library, where Bush claimed we are draining the militants of future recruits by replacing hatred and resentment with democracy, hope, and freedom across the broader Middle East? Does anybody actually believe that? And I had a guy this morning who was like trying to delegitimize the poll. Dolores in Fort Collins, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Dolores.
Lisa, who called in.
Oh, hi, Dolores. Dolores, start from the beginning.
Okay. I'm Dolores Williams, Fort Collins. The Lisa who called in who did not appreciate Howard Dean, the only thing I can imagine, I appreciated how you supported him, but I think she has let the media bias, just like the media that's against C&D. Howard Dean is the only person I'd vote for president. He did not believe in, didn't believe the lies about the Iraq war. If we had had him as president, we would not be in that war. We would not have the horrible debt, but I think the problem with the C&D and people don't know enough facts. Like I've followed the state legislature, and this C&D fix is so necessary, supported by both parties.
Right.
People don't learn the facts. All of the citizens let themselves live. If they knew the facts, they couldn't believe the lies that the people are coming out against the wrong information for C&D. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The public has been dumbed down generally, not the people generally listening to the station, but the general public has been so dumbed down that they don't know the difference and can believe these lies. And that's from one end, to the other. So unless we could get our schools fixed up so people learn to do critical thinking, and of course we're going in the wrong direction with the vouchers and the private schools who teach the doctrine like there is no evolution, we're going in the wrong direction. If we can't educate our people, we'll never get out of the hole in our country, I feel. That's my point.
I think your points are all well taken. I thank you for the call.
Thank you for all you do.
All right, got it. Thank you. You're most kind. A couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. 842, 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9, State Senator Ken Gordon on C&D. Tomorrow, Governor Bill Owens on C&D. And it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be Wednesday, it could be any time this week. We'll find out what happens with Rove and Libby and Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor. Right now, we're just talking about anything you want to talk about, particularly C&D and just your view of what's going on in the world. 303-713-7600, two lines open, 840.
Chopper. It's all tonight, beginning at 8 on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760,
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin too.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
848, 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This just clearing the wires. There has been, it looks like, three huge explosions in Baghdad. And one of the places may be the Palestinian Hotel, the Palestine Hotel, where Western journalists stay. It may have been hit with a mortar. Insurgents on the move this morning. Huge explosion. And CBS should have more about it at the top of the hour. Fire and smoke rising from the scene in Baghdad. What a mess. Thank you, George W. Bush. Thank you, Dick Cheney. Thank you, Paul Wolfowitz. Thank you, Karl Rove. Thank you, Scooter Libby. Thank you for getting us involved in a thankless, stupid situation. Let's go to Denise in Longmont. Denise, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Denise.
I'm so glad I got a hold of you. I listen to your show every morning.
Oh, thank you.
When I take my son to school.
You're most kind.
I had 2 points, if I might. The first was that you had mentioned a couple of days ago about the world can't wait to drive out the Bush regime.
Right.
And that's in Boulder at the Van Shell Park at Canyon and Broadway at 12 noon. On November 2nd, and I'll be there with my 2-year-old protesting. But I just wanted to let everybody know that. And the other was that I know we've talked a lot about C&D, and, you know, my 6-year-old actually goes to private school, and it's not religious. It's, you know, it's not a religious school. But he has one teacher and a teacher aide for 15 children. And my father is actually paying for that. He offered to pay for that because of the quality of education in the United States, and he's really worried about it. He works for a big corporation and does a lot of hiring, and most of the people that are qualified that he interviews these days are from China and India. So he's very concerned about that, my children's education. And I don't know if you ever watched Charlie Rose on PBS.
Sometimes I catch him, but he's on usually too late for me because, you know what, believe it or not, doing this, I go to bed at like 7 a.m.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Or 7 p.m., I'm sorry.
Well, he had the cultural minister of China on recently, and the cultural minister was talking about education being a really key point in China as it's emerging from you know, it's kind of communist shell. And,
right.
You know, that, you know, people who come from deprivation, you know, education drives them. I mean, if you don't have anything and you have an opportunity for education, those are the people that are going to move forward. And, you know, I don't think Americans value education enough.
You know what, I agree 100% on that. And that's what C&D, too, is a big part of. Especially C, is a big part of education in this state.
And it's just, you know, if we don't educate our kids properly, how is our society going to grow and better itself?
See, you know, the thing that disturbs me is a self-centered thinking by people that we don't live in a community, that we don't live, you know, in an interlocked society, and that I've got to get mine when I can get it, and the hell with everybody else. And what are we leaving? What are we leaving for our kids? What are we leaving for your son?
Well, we're leaving him a big debt that George Bush created, basically. My kids are going to be in debt. My grandkids are going to be in debt paying for this war.
I know. It's so many other things. I mean, I want the public schools in the state of Colorado to be the best that they possibly can be. And I don't mind, you know, having them have computers and nice classrooms to be in. And, I mean, I want to get it done. And I want the infrastructure of the state to be attractive so people want to bring business here. And that's what C&D is all about.
Well, you know, it's like we don't pay qualified people to be teachers to our children. Who's teaching our children? You know, they can go to IBM and make, you know, $65,000, $70,000 a year.
Or I agree.
You know, I mean, these are people you want teaching your children. They're on the cutting edge of technology and sciences, and they're going to jobs where they're getting paid well and they can take care of their family. And they have a passion to teach, but you can't raise your family on passion.
Nope, you're absolutely right. Denise, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay, good one. Yeah, they're saying now that 3 car bombs have hit the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad. That's where many of the journalists, foreign journalists, stay. And you just can't believe, because 3 car bombs? Whew. We'll have more about that at the top of the hour, hopefully. Let's go to Ronald in Lakewood. Ronald, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me suggest a scenario for you.
Okay.
What happens is they indict both Rove and Libby, and first he has a problem, and DeLay has already been indicted. Bush gives them immediate pardons for all of them, and they can stay in the offices in which they are. He withdraws the nomination of Meyer and puts up J. Michael Luttig, who is the most conservative appeals court judge you can find, and says to the Democrats, basically, all right, guys, now what are you going to do?
Do you think the American public, though, would stand for that?
Yes. And what are they going to do to him? He can't get reelected.
No, but they can make his life miserable. And you know what? You got the midterm elections coming up. And those people who are in the position to either go along with it or not speak out on it, and I'm talking about members of Congress and the Senate, they're the ones that are going to have to run for reelection. And right now there's a move by many Republicans, particularly ones that got to stand again for reelection, to start to distance themselves from Bush because they don't want to get tagged with him.
You have a good point. I still don't know if he's got enough party loyalty in order to pull that off or not, but I still think the pardon idea would be really interesting.
Oh, you know what? Listen, I don't doubt that he wouldn't pardon them, but I think that you got to remember that if Rove and Libby get indicted and they've gotten target letters or they've gotten warnings that they're in serious legal jeopardy, if they get indicted, it's going to take a year, maybe a year and a half, possibly 2 years, wouldn't you think, for that to play out in court? So that what would end up happening is you'd have the same timing as Bush 1 with Casper Weinberger, in that this Bush would pardon these guys right before or shortly before he goes out of office.
Yep. The timing would be right if you wanted to do it that way. But if you wanted to keep him in office, you'd have to pardon him a lot earlier. And as far as the war in Iraq goes, don't you know that we're spreading liberty throughout the land and the earth and bringing joy and happiness to thousands of oppressed peoples?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know what? This whole thing is so sad, and there's no way to get out of it, and we shouldn't have gone there in the first place, and there's no WMDs, and there's no connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. And, you know, it's just what a mess this is, and, you know, it's just holy hell.
But you've got to understand that the Republicans, especially the Department of Defense, were really not very bright. What you do is you fly in WMDs with a black ops operation and then let the military find them a month later. and that takes care of the whole problem. But it's too late to do that now.
Well, you know, the point you bring up is pretty interesting. Do you think that these people believe their own press, that they believe their own hype, that they really, really thought that there would be WMDs in Iraq?
Yes. I think they were that blinded by their passion.
So in other words, they believe their own hype.
Yep.
Well, could be. Roland, thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks. Okay.
All right. Got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Bush is meeting with his cabinet right now. That's what the news wires say. Wonder if he's got anything to say about these huge blasts in Baghdad, three car bombs. Let's go to Jason in Wheat Ridge. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I got a couple of questions for you specifically about Referendum D. So, just trying to make sure I understand it. I'm all for C, but if I read it correctly, D is basically a bond issue to kind of jumpstart the road and bridge infrastructure.
Right, construction projects, which many of them have run out of money.
Right. So my first question is, has anyone kind of presented the justification for why we need to issue the bonds and jumpstart it early? I mean, it's always cheaper to pay for it as you go if you can.
Because we don't have the money.
Well, but C is going to bring in the money.
No, right. D would go directly for the bonds for the roads and bridges. It would be work on 55 projects that have been approved by the Colorado Department of Transportation to the tune of $1.7 billion, things that need to get done. C talks about schools, health care, and community colleges. So they're separate in that regard.
Oh, so if only C passes, there's no money for roads at all?
Well, there's very little money for it, and what will end up happening is that a lot of this stuff just won't get done. And I laugh. You know, I laugh when you talk about the infrastructure, not only in the state of Colorado, but also I was listening to somebody talk about it nationally. It's Tucker Carlson on Bill Maher. He goes, well, you know, the roads in this country are basically pretty good. I can take you to – Mary and I have driven all over this country, and I can take you to parts of this country, man, where the infrastructure sucks. Particularly going into Indiana out of Chicago. And, I mean, there are places where the infrastructure sucks. Coming into this state, part of it sucks, too. And you know what? We got to get these road and bridge problems fixed because the longer you let them go, the more expensive they become. Jason, I got to run, man. I'm out of time. But, listen, State Senator Ken Gordon's coming up next. He's going to talk about this.
All right, thanks.
Okay, man, I appreciate it. All right, maybe we'll have more on the top of the hour. In the news about this three car bombs that have hit in Baghdad. And State Senator Ken Gordon coming up next.
AM 303-664-1719. That's 664-1719 or on the web at fernicohome.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Hurricane Wilma roars across South Florida, making landfall near Marco Island on the west coast and speeding across the peninsula to the heavily populated east coast with 110-mile-an-hour winds. WFOR-TV reporter Gary Nelson in Plantation, Florida, near Miami.
Roofs off and windows blown in communities across Broward County and Lauderhill. Roofs have been lost. A water main is broken. 7,000 gallons a minute of water spewing out there. Major arteries are blocked by downed trees.
Wilma, which left 17 dead while roaming around the Caribbean, is blamed for one death in Florida so far, a man in Coral Springs who was hit by a falling tree. Tens of thousands have lost power.
I'm Adam Thomas in Fort Myers. Scattered power outages are reported north of the official landfall of Cape Romano. There are plenty more outages in Naples this morning and south. All of Marco Island is powerless this morning. The good news is Marco, as well as most barrier islands in Lee and Collier County, saw a 90% evacuation rate.
Florida Governor Jeb Bush is warning of another threat often associated with hurricanes.
There have been reports of several tornado touchdowns in central Florida, and the threat for tornadoes across the eastern side of the peninsula will continue for the next few hours.
The big storm is going to take a left turn now and race up the east coast, bringing a threat of heavy rain and localized flooding with it. President Bush is keeping a close eye on the storm. We get the latest live from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
And Chris, the president has just declared a major disaster in Florida to clear the way for federal help for storm victims there. Following a cabinet meeting moments ago, the president set some markers for federal relief from all of the recent hurricanes.
We can balance compassion with fiscal sanity and fiscal responsibility.
Now, FEMA officials are waiting for the winds to die down in Florida before assessing the damage from Wilma, Chris.
Now, Peter, this latest hurricane isn't the only thing that the president has on his mind this morning.
Yes, he's just told reporters he will soon have a decision on a replacement for Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. In fact, that announcement is expected about 2 hours from now. The White House has no immediate comment on who the choice is. Greenspan is due to leave his powerful post early next year. The choice will have enormous powers over economic and monetary policies, Chris.
Explosions rumble in central Baghdad, forcing journalists staying in one hotel to seek cover. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick on scene.
There were three blasts, at least one huge explosion in front of the Palestine and Sheraton hotels and another across from a square near a mosque. The first blast sent a huge plume of gray smoke into the sky. It could be seen from around Baghdad, and that explosion shook the ground.
On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead 53 points, NASDAQ Composites up by 5, and the S&P 500 7 points ahead. This is CBS News.
I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a new guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have it, free. Give yourself the best shot at the one thing that means everything. Love. Get started today at Match.com with our new guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
And we're back. Hello, caller. You're talking insurance with Dr. Deductible.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive Direct Rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
The highway's still loaded up this morning. If you're coming out of Highlands Ranch, stand some trouble. Eastbound C-470, three-car crash. It's just past University, so expect some jamming behind that. Southbound I-25, still running heavy past 6th Avenue, right through T-Rex, and southbound 225. Goes from Parker Road right into the tech center. Now around town, things are starting to thin out just a little bit on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 still busy on the Turnpike. Looking a lot better through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now checking the forecast, chilly this morning, but it will warm up this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. We're at 34 degrees right now. Tonight on Altitude, catch an exclusive interview with the Denver Nuggets general manager, Kiki Vanderwege, and a new episode on 101. It starts at 6:30 tonight and only on Altitude, available on Dish Network Channel 410. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here, just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day. Sign up now on AM760.net.
That's AM760.net.
Then listen for your name right here on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 905. Boy, I sound like a robot. Good morning, 905. Q announcer.
Good morning, 905.
Sunny in a high of around 68. Touchdown, Colorado. 303-713-7600. And Jay Marvin here. And it's good to be here with you. All right, let's go to State Senator Ken Gordon, who's been working on C&D tirelessly, like all summer and into the fall. And, Senator, it's good to have you on the program.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, let me ask you a question, because a guy called me and asked me the question, and I'll run it by you. D talks about roads. Why can't we pay for roads as we go? Why do we have to bond to build them?
Well, we can, but we have a backlog of unfinished projects. And, you know, you people buy houses on time. They live in the house while they're paying for it. They get the benefit of living there while they're paying for it. We'll get the benefit of improved roads while we're paying for it. The question as to whether it makes financial sense has something to do with whether inflation and the cost of building roads is greater than interest on the debt or not, and it's hard to tell that. But, you know, frequently those things are a wash, so that's why people live in their house before they have the money to pay for the whole thing.
I'm definitely scared C&D is not going to pass. What do you think?
Let me talk to your listeners for a second. Most people that have focused on this want to have a good education system. They care about higher education and a health care safety net. And so most people who have focused on it are planning on voting for it, or the people that I talk to. I'm worried about turnout, though. In an odd-year election, we usually have a very low turnout in Colorado. People aren't used to voting when there's not a president or a governor on the ballot. So people need to understand this is very important. I'm talking to the listeners right now. You need to understand this is very important. And even if you're listening, you're probably going to be a voter, because if you listen to a talk show about policy, you probably are. But next to you in your work are the people that live next to your home, your neighbors. They might not have attended to the fact that this is crucial, especially for higher education, which I know, you know, you have a lot of people listening in Boulder. And so get someone else to vote. Stretch yourself. Do something you don't usually do. Talk to somebody else about the importance of voting on C&D. They have mail ballots in Boulder, right?
Yeah, I've already voted. Mary and I have already voted.
Right. So I'm telling people, this is really important, and it's going to be too late afterwards to say, oh, I should have talked to somebody else. What? You didn't vote? You know, something like that.
What's your gut feeling about it? Think it'll pass?
I think so. I think it's going to pass by one vote, because the people I just talked to will do something.
Well, that's a good way to. That's a great way to look at it. That's a real great way to look at it. Aren't you astounded by the opposition to C&D and their selective manipulation of the facts, like including, you know, the whole Tabor check issue, the Tabor refund issue?
Right. Well, you know, they think they can win if they just sow uncertainty, and so they say these wildly untrue things in order to get people to at least have uncertainty, and then they think that will help them. The truth is that you wouldn't have the governor of Colorado, who's a conservative, the president of the University of Colorado, who's a conservative, the mayor of Colorado Springs, who's a conservative, all supporting this if it wasn't necessary. These are people that know where the hidden weight-bearing walls of our community are. They know that you can cut fat, and then after that, you're cutting into bone and muscle, and that's where we are now. They know that they want to have community colleges. That's important to educate people. They want to have the roads fixed. They don't want to squander the investment that hundreds of thousands of Coloradans have made over 100 years in our state. So that's what I would say. You know, there's a reality here, and it's beyond ideology. It's just basic needs that most people want.
All right, can you explain, because I have a hard time always explaining this, can you explain the ratcheting down effect?
Yeah, I can. The spending limit says that every year we can spend what we spent the previous year plus inflation and population growth. That sounds like it's credible, because it sounds like if you have programs in year one for health care and education, you can continue them. But it doesn't take into consideration what happens during a recession. So let's say that in year one you could spend $100. That pays for everything you need to pay for education, health care, transportation. In year two, you could spend $105, because that's more people have moved to the state and there's been some inflation. So that pays for the same services we had in year one. So $105 comes in year two. You pay for the programs. In year three, you could spend $110 on those services. But year three is a recession. There was a terrorist attack or a SARS epidemic or a forest fire or just the business cycle. So only $90 comes in year three. You spend $90 because it's all you've got. You like a family or a business, it's a bad year, so you spend less. Year four, though, the recession's over. $115 comes in tax revenue. That's enough to pay for the same services we had in year one. And in year four, you can spend $95. because you've ratcheted down. You've made that bad year because of the terrorist attack. You've made that permanent in Colorado in terms of state services. We don't have to do that because we've gotten prosperous again. More money's coming in, but we refund the money and start cutting programs like higher education. That's crazy. No other state has the ratchet effect. It's non-rational. It makes the effects of, like, a hurricane. We don't have hurricanes, but a terrorist attack permanent. No one would choose to do that. When they go into other states to promote a Tabor-like amendment, they don't include the ratchet effect, yet they're trying to protect it here. It's opportunistic from the people that hate government because they take advantage of catastrophes to lower spending without ever a debate over whether people want education and health care. So there's no reason to protect the ratchet effect. Even people like John Caldera have trouble articulating a reason to protect it. And that's what C is about.
9:12, 12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. State Senator Ken Gordon on the line with us for talking about C&D. All right, here's another one that I've gotten from people. We'll approve C&D, and then the legislature will do something else with the money.
Well, that's part of their argument as well. That's part of the spin of the opposition. In order to make their case work, you have to believe that people like Governor Owens and Hank Brown and me and other legislators will abandon our oath to try to do the right thing for the people, and that we'll do something that we're not doing and that we haven't done, something selfish or something stupid. You know, we spend, and they look for these examples, you know, which are always misleading of something they say we did wrong. But, you know, I've been in the legislature for 14 years. The people that I'm in the legislature with try to do their best thing they can. They're humans. They might make a mistake like a business or like anybody else. But we spend money, the main things we spend money on are educating kids, providing a health care safety net, fixing the roads, keeping bad guys in prison, having a judicial system, and that's where the money goes. And there isn't money that goes to other places. We've cut out there wasn't much anyway, but anything that there was, we're cutting. And so, you know, I think it's telling that they have to rely on these personal attacks on people who have been elected and in order to make their case. They can't win on the merits.
So that's an illogical argument that if C&D passed, suddenly the state legislature or the governor would go and turn around and do something else with the money.
Have them give you an example of something that we've done like that, because we don't. We spend the money. If you look at the budget, we spend the money on those things that I said, education. The legislators right now are mostly worried about C not passing and not having out enough money for higher education. That's our concern, is funding higher education. That's community colleges, four-year colleges, universities. And I think that's what people want us to spend the money on, and that's what's important for Colorado's economy and for the welfare of our kids. That's what we're worried about, and that's where we want to spend the money.
All right. State Senator Ken Gordon, thank you. Oh, and by the way, you've got something going on, and I talked a little bit about that.
Well, there's an event in Southmore, and I'll put something. I don't have the details of it right now. Do
you
have
in front of you?
Someone called in. Someone called in, and they said, "Do you have the details there?"
Yeah, hey, go ahead, John.
Here, I'll jump in and real quickly give it out. Tonight at Southmore Elementary School, it's 7 o'clock, which is at Monaco and Hamden. It's just over here in the Denver Tech Center, Monaco and Hamden. And it's an informational on C&D. Senator Gordon will be there along with Senator Norma Anderson, and then Senator Jim Dyer, I think, will be the anti-C&D, the guy you'll be debating with tonight. Again, that's at 7 o'clock, Southmore Elementary at Monaco and Hamden.
Thanks for putting that out, Jay.
You got it 100%. You're welcome here anytime, Senator.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, there's State Senator Ken Gordon. All right, about C&D. Let's go to open phones now. You want to talk about C&D, and you want to talk about, I keep bringing it up. About Rove and Libby. I just keep bringing up because it could be today, it could be tomorrow. You want to talk about C&D? There's breaking news out of Baghdad. Three car bombs hit near hotels in Baghdad. A huge explosion. No casualty figures in as of yet. Boy, we got Bill Frist on the fire. We got just so much stuff to talk about here. 303-713-7600, and I got wide open lines. So come join us and let your voice be heard here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, coming up on 916, 60 minutes after 9. Tomorrow, Governor Bill Owens joins us to talk about C&D. That's tomorrow. And who knows what the rest of today and tomorrow will bring. Karl Rove seen in a Bush cabinet meeting today. But boy, oh boy, you think Bush and Rove are sweating it out? Man,
search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at G3Denver.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean 3 rooms and a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service, the same quality, from the company that I recommend, that Mary and I recommend, and that we trust with our money. Superior Carpet Care is family-owned, and people, they are people who care about your home. No matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care, and you'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're that good. And for $125 for 3 rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. Need your carpets or air ducts clean? Take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303.
This year's crowd, November 12th and 13th. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343. G3Denver.com.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, sunny high today of around 68. Jay Marvin with you. It's good to have you along. 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Iraqi police say three car bombs hit the Palestine Hotel inside the Green Zone. The explosion was huge. No report of casualties at this time. And it's open phones here. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Let's go to George in Highlands Ranch. George, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
Hi, George. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to share with you and your listeners a phone call I received on Friday. And essentially, it was like a negative push-pull on C&D.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, it called up and it said it was actually a recorded message, but it said, hey, would you take a survey? And then there was a pause, and then they said, do you think illegal immigration is a problem here in Colorado? And I didn't say anything, and there was a pause. And then they said, since C&D supports illegal immigration, would you be less likely or more likely to vote for C&D?
Isn't that terrible?
And at that point, you know, I knew what was going on. I wish I'd have stayed on and see what other questions they asked me, but at that point I just hung up.
Isn't John Caldera and the people for Colorado Club for Growth, aren't they ashamed of themselves for running that kind of a campaign? I wouldn't want to be associated with anybody that would run an out-and-out lie like that.
Well, it worked pretty well for George Bush in South Carolina when he ran against McCain.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, that's why when George Bush tries to shop all this stuff about him being this, great born-again Christian, it's BS. Because
yeah.
he's got the morals of an alley cat.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't imagine wanting something so bad that you would run that kind of a campaign. Why can't they run a campaign based on something's merits or the lack of merits and have an intelligent discussion? Why all of this negativity and hysteria that they're always trying to whip up? I mean, that is just disgusting. And I'll tell you something, the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain ought to get on that story big time. You ought to call Jim Spence over there at the Denver Post and tip him off to it.
Jim Spence?
Yep, he's the columnist over there.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, definitely tip them off to it because, I mean, this is something that needs to be written about. There's no reason to bring, you know, illegal immigration is a tough issue, and it's a hard problem to solve. And this administration is now finally getting around to proposing some kind of guest worker program. And you've got the Kennedy McCain bill, and then you've also got another one from Tom Coburn. I can't think of who the other guy is, from Cornyn, I think. And we're finally getting around to maybe doing something about this. Or trying to control it, but to run that kind of hysteria connected to a referendum like C&D is disgusting.
It's pretty bad, I got to agree.
Oh, thank you, man. Great call.
All right, thank you. Bye.
I mean, isn't it, you know, how can you want something that bad to run around and to you know, call people up with a recorded message and inject immigration into the discussion? Immigration is a whole separate issue. There's nothing in C&D that speaks of immigration. And I don't know if there's anybody from the mainstream press listening to this program. I don't know if there's anybody sitting over at the Rocky or the Post, Jim Spence or any of those people that are. But they ought to really get to the bottom of this, and they really ought to write about it. It's unprecedented sleaze to get on and start to doing that kind of a campaign. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of Republican sleaze, and I'm tired of people who. And in this case, C&D is a bipartisan deal. And I'm just tired of people, and I don't care what side they're on. I'm tired of people who deal in sleaze, who would run a campaign like that. And plus, you know, what makes it even worse is these people, we don't know where their money's coming from. So, you know, these neocon big shots like Grover Norquist and Dick Armey and the rest of them, they don't have to live here. They don't have to drive our roads. They don't have to educate their kids here. They don't. And what ends up happening? What ends up happening is we're stuck with the BS that they create. And so State Senator Ken Gordon is absolutely correct. Do more than just vote yourself. Get out and talk to people in your neighborhood about it. Just say something to your friends about it. Make sure they turn out to vote. And let's repudiate this kind of mudslinging and this kind of, just trash can politics. Let's go to Michelle in Aurora. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Michelle, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Oh, go ahead.
I don't think it'll pass. I mean, I have Republican friends that voted no against it because they said it's not helping them out. So, I mean, I just kind of looked at them like, okay, you know, our firefighters, our teachers, our policemen, they put themselves on the line. And I was against it in the beginning, but listening to other people talk about it, now I'm going to vote for it. But my thing is people are afraid also of this government and their spending. I mean, I could understand why people don't want to give them any more money, because it's not doing any good. And this proposal is a good idea, but people are afraid.
But you know
something? That are afraid.
But you know something, though? If they take the money, and State Senator Ken Gordon's right about this, I challenge any of those people on that side of the opposition to C&D to name any time that any elected official has diverted funds for something that it wasn't intended to. But let's say that they do. Then we have a chance to wreak holy hell at the ballot box. We have a chance to go to the ballot box and say, okay, you know what? You lied, get out. I mean, at some point, on a fundamental basis, we have to take control of our own lives.
Exactly, but we're not doing it. I mean, we're allowing this president to lie.
No, but he's not getting... But he's not... Yeah, but
people
he's not.
Still believe there's weapons of mass destruction. Believe me, I talked to them.
But
they
you know what? But he's not getting away with it. Look at his public opinion polls; they're now down lower than they've ever been. And basically, the only thing that's really shoring him up is his base, who will go along with him on anything. But the people who you need to win, the swing voters and the general public. You know what? They're on to this guy, and the Republicans are in deep trouble. I mean, there's a story now about Frist breaking this morning, about letters show that Frist was notified of Stocks Blind Trust, which is contradictory to what he said, and he's being investigated. DeLay has been booked and smug-shotted. I mean, these people, and you know, we could get Libby and Robe this week, too. I mean, you know what? Things are coming. The wheels are coming out off the car.
They need to be out of office.
We have a chance for that. We have a chance for that. We have a chance for that. It's called the midterm elections.
And it's with everything in America right now. Like you said, it's about everybody getting their own, and that's why the rich keep getting richer, and they're able to get away with certain things, just like athletes, for instance. You see these athletes that do horrendous things, it's because they got money, they get off. And it's utterly disgusting.
Yeah, but you know something, though? We have a chance to turn that around. We have a chance to turn it around in 06. We've got a chance to go after... You know, Angie Piccioni is running against Marilyn Musgrave. I mean, we've got a chance to go after these people and get them out of office and stop Bush's agenda and stall it out. And 06 will be extremely important for us, and we have a chance to change it. We have a chance to do something about it. And the public is finding out more and more today that you can't trust this administration. You can't trust anything they tell you. That they're liars.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. But we need to face the facts here also, that this administration has put us into so much debt that it's now on our children's head and our grandchildren's
head. I don't believe that we can't clean that up. I think we can clean that up through prudent spending and through making the right moves, and I think we can do that. And one of the things we can do, which will stop the agitation of the debt, is to roll back the unfair tax cuts that have been given to the top 1% to 2% in this country. There's one place to start right there. We're spending money, and yet we're taking less in because Bush has had this whole buffet of tax cuts where the rich have gorged themselves on these breaks.
Exactly, and they also... They should have been looking at this a long time ago. Education and health care. Come on, people are. I can't afford it. I can't afford to get sick,
hey,
and I have a job.
Let me tell you something. You know what? I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I got 2.5 years left here. If they don't fire me. Now, in 2.5 years, I have the monetary wherewithal to be able to walk away. I could go live in the place of my choice because I've got enough money saved up and I've got the wherewithal to be able to do that. But you know what? I got one thing that stops me, and you know what it is? It's called health care. And there are 45.8 million Americans in this country who have no health care. And we have to do something about that. And the Democratic Party has got a plan that's going to be out shortly to address that problem.
That, and also with these CEOs, if they bankrupt a company, then they aren't entitled to anything. There needs to be laws changed within the corporate structure as well, because it's disgusting to me. I work for a corporation. It's disgusting to me that a CEO can take $20-30 million with him when he leaves, but leave his employees with nothing.
Well, I agree. They make the average CEO in this country makes 451 times what the average worker makes. Okay, you know what, Michelle? Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, I got two lines open here now at 303-713-7600. Two lines open if you want to jump in on this discussion. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm fired up today, you can tell. 303-713-7600, two lines open, and that's unusual for me on a Monday. All right, it's 9:30 here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble South Gun Club Road at Jewel. We have an accident involving a semi there, so expect some delays. Also, another one working coming out of Highlands Ranch, eastbound C-470. Three cars tangled up just past University. Southbound I-25, still heavy in both directions through T-Rex and southbound 225. A little sluggish from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Now the turnpike clearing up and looking a lot better east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Checking the forecast, chilly right now, but things will warm up this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. We're at 34 degrees at the moment. The international phenomenon that has dazzled audiences the world over, the Phantom of the Opera, is coming to the Buell Theater to take your breath away. November 2nd through December 4th only. Tickets are available at King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Oh. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at G3Denver.com.
But I don't believe that that the state is actually spending money as prudently as they could. And what I did was go online and I took a look at previous budgets that were allocated for Colorado. And if you look at that, you'll notice that almost $62 million were issued in grant money from the general fund for the, from the state of Colorado.
Okay, but what were the grants to?
97,000 of which went to Red Robin Gourmet Burgers. 144,000 went to Kodak. 187,000 went to a wireless company. 450,000 went to EchoStar. These are all large companies that are receiving grant money. Now, like with Red Robin, if I was a little gourmet burger place just trying to open, I'd be pretty mad that the government, that the Colorado government was subsidizing a well-established restaurant over my trying to get myself established and hire some few people and get myself going. But I guess the issue.
And what year budget? What year budget did you take that from?
This is from 2001 to 2005. In 2005, over $13 million have been allocated from the general fund through the economic development.
Okay, but what, the Red Robin example you gave.
2004.
Specifically, okay, but you know they, you know, State Senator Ken Gordon would tell you, so would Andrew Romanoff would tell you, that they have cut virtually every place that they possibly could, including, I would be willing to wager, the grant money that you're talking about.
Well, they still have for budgeted for 2005 over $13 million in grant money.
Well, there are some legitimate areas that deserve getting grants, don't you think?
I don't know. How do you decide what businesses receive grant money and which ones don't? As I said, like in 2004 when Red Robin received $97,000.
Well, I wouldn't have been. You know what? There's no way I would have been for that. But when you're talking about grants, that's a broad term. Like, for instance, for me, and I'm only speaking for myself, okay, to me, I'm all for granting money for the arts.
Right, and I understand that. And
but there are a lot of people out there who would say, no, they're not for that.
Like when I lived, my wife and I moved up here 3 years ago from Orlando. And the Orlando built an arena for which they were subsidizing the arena from the city of Orlando with taxpayer money from $3 to $5 million a year. The Orlando Magic played at that arena. Arena football played there. They had hockey playing there. And yet tax people who probably couldn't even buy a ticket to go there were subsidizing that arena at the tune of $3 to $5 million a year.
Well, I've been through that argument before about sports arenas. Well, so I've lived in tons of cities that have had that. But you also have to look at the economic spinoff that that those places generate. A good example, you know, a great example of that is that when the Broncos play, look at all the businesses around there that depend on that, and look at, you know, it puts Denver, you know, in the national spotlight. And that's important because it's important for people to see that this is a great place to bring a business and a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. And for those businesses that are around the stadium there, you know, maybe you should go talk to those people that are trying to stay alive, and that it brings business to downtown. It brings business into those areas.
But how do you prioritize taxpayer money?
I think that's part of it, because if you don't generate revenue off of taxes, which is collected off of all of those things, be it hotel taxes, property taxes, sales tax, if you don't collect money off of those things, you're going to even have a bigger shortage.
Well, okay, let's.
I mean, I've lived in all due respect, I've lived in towns that have those problems. Okay, that have those problems, blighted downtown areas that don't make any money. They're a drag on the economy. You know, they're a drag on the economy, and what ends up happening is then as taxpayers, you got to pay for that.
Well, what if the general policy of the state of Colorado was that that programs such as education, fire, police, roads were required to be funded 100%, and then the referendum C&D came out stating that we'd like to collect additional money for grants. We'd like to collect additional
money. But you're leaving out the ratchet effect that Senator Gordon talked about. And right now, the way C&D is laid out, 30% go for the K-12 schools, 30% goes for health care, which is, you know, such things as program for the elderly, low-income and disabled people, programs to lower health insurance costs, because you're going to pay for that one way or the other. And when people don't have health insurance, or when they get lousy health insurance coverage, particularly if they're indigent, then you know who pays for it? You and I do. And 30% for community colleges and state colleges for such things as need-based financial aid, merit-based financial aid, and college opportunity fund programs, which apply $2,400 a year per student towards college funding. I mean, these are basic things. And then I don't know about you, but I use the roads extensively. And they're talking about roads and bridge projects and 55 projects that are approved by the Colorado Department of Transportation. And if you don't address those things, and, you know, you talk about money, if you don't address those things, man, they just keep getting more and more expensive. They don't go away.
I agree, but I think those should be budgeted first.
But we don't have the money to budget those things. That's the whole thing, because of the ratcheting down effect
of the Tabor Amendment. Then where do we get the $13 million for grant money for the 2005
budget? I don't know that in the 2005 budget, I don't know where all that grant money went. And you can't, you know, you should break that down for me. I mean, some of that stuff goes for worthwhile projects that I wouldn't want to see, you know, eliminated. I don't want to see a state that has no arts program. I just use that as an example because it happens to be important to me. And there's probably a lot of other areas where that money goes to.
But I don't see that as being more important than education.
No, but I see it as being as important because it goes hand in hand with it. It goes hand in hand with it. So you either have a choice. You have the choice to trust your leadership, and if you don't, and if they let you down, then you have a choice to throw them out of office, or you have a choice to trust the cynicism of the other side, which indicates that, you know, which is making push-pull calls for phony polls about this having to be intertwined with immigration. I mean, as I've had numerous state legislators on here, we'll have the governor on here tomorrow. They've said over and over again that they've cut it as much as that they possibly can, as much as they can possibly get away with. So it's the kind of state you want to live in. I mean, you moved here from Orlando. I mean, do you want to live in a great state, or do you want to live in a place that's fast heading, and excuse the expression because my wife's from there, that's, you know, starting to head towards Mississippi? I don't want to live in Mississippi.
Right.
If I want to live in Mississippi, I'd move to Oxford. Okay, but I don't want to live there. And some of this stuff ends up costing you more money in the long run, particularly when you can start getting into health insurance issues with the indigent and disabled people and low-income people. And I don't want to, you know, health insurance is a crime in this country now. I can't, you know, as I said to the earlier caller, you can't do this and I can't do this. Can you walk away from your job?
No.
Why can't you?
Well, I need the income.
Well, let's say I gave you the income, but it wasn't enough to pay for health insurance. You couldn't walk away. You couldn't go relocate to a place where you could live dirt cheap, and I can name some places, although I'm not going to give them away because I plan maybe to live in one of them. So I'm not cluing you off to that, man. You got to find it for yourself. But I got health insurance problems. I can't walk away from my health insurance. I mean, all of these things end up costing us more as taxpayers, not less, and we have a choice here to move into the future or get stuck in the past. And this stuff doesn't go away. It starts costing you more and more money. It's like, as Ken Gordon said, it's like financing a house. You know, it's like financing a house. So is there waste in government? Yeah, because nothing is efficient. Private enterprise is not efficient. Government is not efficient. There are always mistakes that are involved. There's always things that shouldn't be. There's always pork barrel projects, okay? But the fact is that this stuff, by and large, that the state budget has been cut, and by and large, there's nowhere else to go. And finally, let me throw this in on you, okay?
Sure.
This ought to be a clue for you. The people that are running the campaign against this, that are sowing the cynicism against this, the people that are funding this, they don't live here. So you know what? Grover Norquist's kid's not going to these schools. You know, Dick Armey doesn't live here. These people who are these neocons, they don't live in this state. And John Caldera, boy, see, now you got me really wound up. John Caldera and these people won't tell us where the money's coming from. And you show me somebody who deals in that kind of manner, and I'll show you somebody who somehow is getting away, thinks they're getting away with something and pulling the wool over people's eyes. And I, for one, am not going to buy it.
Well, I think the intent of C&D is good, and I do not believe the anti-C&D ads. I mean, I think they are way out there, and they're incorrect. But I don't know if C&D will pass because we're in a year with higher fuel costs, home heating costs, higher property taxes, and I think people are taking that into consideration when they go out to vote for these things.
Well, we're going to be in worse shape if they don't.
Hey, it's DenverCenter.org or call 303-893-4100. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
is having a slasher sale. And you know what? Buying a car before then is like just basically throwing your money out the window. You can go in now and preview the huge inventory, or look at it online at RockiesAutos.com. Saturday will be Saturday, Rockies will slash hundreds of even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. I just get, man, if you've never been to a slasher sale, you definitely should check it out. As a matter of fact, I'm going this Saturday. They got cars as low as $199. Now, here's how it works. Gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. So you owe it to yourself to wait until Saturday for the best deal in town. And Rockies, of course, is your headquarters. The cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Now, they're normally open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you can go in there any time between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. But Saturday, the gates open at 8 a.m. You'll want to get out there in plenty of time to get in line to get a crack at this fabulous inventory. And, of course, every car is covered with a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And I'll also show you Carfax as well. They're great, great people. I love the people at Rockies, and I'm proud to be associated with them. And, hey, join me this Saturday out at the slasher sale. You'll see me wandering around there. I mean, it's a sight to behold.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Let's go to Bill in Boulder. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your show a great deal. I listen to it quite a bit.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
You know, I agree with a lot of things that everybody has said, especially the last caller. And what I really think he's talking about is a sense of accountability for politicians. One of the problems is that we don't seem to have, as you say, we can throw them out or vote them out, and yet the way the election systems and the financing of elections are set up, it's very difficult to do that, even if you want to. So there's a problem with the sense that the general public doesn't feel empowered, even though we do live in this in democratic society.
You know, I agree with campaign financing. I mean, that is a problem, and that's one of the things that the Democrats are going to raise in the coming years. It's one of the things that Howard Dean outlined when he was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I agree that that's a problem. But you know, the other problem is apathy. The other problem,
of course. Well, you know, when you hear people like Ken Gordon come on, who sounds great, and we appreciate his honesty, and yet there's a sense that I'm not sure whether I can trust what he says. I believe what he says because I tend to agree with it. And yet, he's another voice. He's just another politician. And that's the attitude that I think many people, especially those apathetic people, take.
But I don't think you can make that statement about him just being another voice and just being another politician. I mean, in order to say that he's another politician and to act in a cynical way, you'd have to show me some area where he's acted like another politician.
I give you the example of the previous caller and calling attention to those areas of government which may be noble and yet may be less rational to fund at this time when we're in such a crunch.
Well, yeah,
I'm a Democrat, and yet I think accountability is the important issue here.
Yeah, but there's only as much accountability as we individually decide to exert over our elected officials. We had Morgan Carroll on here last Friday. I asked her how many, for instance, she brought up an important point that if they get one or two letters a week on something, that's extremely a lot.
Yeah.
That the majority of people, okay, that there's lobbying going on in the state legislature, all right, all the time.
Yeah.
But that the majority of people never sit down and never take time to ever write her or her colleagues a letter or send them an email.
I agree, but you got to realize that the average person works two jobs, and they raise children, and they have a difficult life to start with.
No, so, I do understand that. I do understand
what
that.
What I'm saying is that the system is designed for that kind of worker apathy.
Well, you know what? I disagree with you. I disagree with you, and I understand that most people work very, very hard. Hell, I work very, very hard, and there seems like I've got something to do every single day after I get off of here to the point where I'm on the go until 7 o'clock at night. But the thing is, if something really matters to me, okay, I can take 7 minutes out of my day to shoot somebody an email about something. You know, I don't buy that, and I don't buy a doom and gloom scenario that we have no control. I think we do have control.
I
think it's time that we step up to the plate and start exercising that control.
I totally agree with you. That's why I'm calling for instance. But I think that especially campaign financing is a example of a system which discourages people from actually using that privilege. I would also wanted to just interject here that I listened to someone who I was really surprised to hear, Scott Ritter, on C-SPAN yesterday in a talk that I think everyone should check out. Scott Ritter's new book. This guy's a Republican, and yet he's calling it like it is about national politics and the neo-Nazi.
Well, he always has.
This guy's right on, absolutely right on. And so I would encourage everyone to check out Scott Ritter and hear what he has to say, because he's saying exactly what you and many others are saying from a perspective that has some credibility. He's an ex-military man, and he's a Republican, and he's also a diplomat, and he saw firsthand in Iraq what kind of things are going on there. So here's a guy with some credibility that I think would be hard to counter. And maybe you could bring him on your show or something. I don't know, but I really was impressed with him.
Well, we'll try to book him, and I think everybody should read, speaking of people who are blowing the lid off things, Lawrence O. Wilkerson, a retired Army colonel, who served as the Chief of Staff of Secretary of State Colin Powell, saying that Cheney and those people had hijacked American foreign policy. Bob Herbert's got a column today in the New York Times. You can go online and get it. It's called How Scary Is This? And I think it's essential reading for anybody who wants to get the inside story about what's going on, because people are beginning to speak up. You know, Brent Scowcroft, who has known Cheney for 30 years and who had worked with him in the first Bush administration, made the comment last week that he doesn't know this Dick Cheney, that this is a guy he doesn't recognize.
Yeah, that point was brought up yesterday in the talk with Scott Ritter. And I think that the point is that people of credibility with the left and the right have to speak up. You know, it's easy enough for the right to slander someone's personality or their person in general, and laugh about it as if a bully does on a playground. This is kind of the tactic they use. And once someone begins to laugh at another person, the credibility is gone.
Well, I think people are starting to step forward in greater degree about this. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Yeah. Call me again.
I will.
All right. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Great. Hey, I wanted to bring up something on Referendum D that...
Okay, quickly, because I only...